Blog Talk Radio. Luxury, Louis Vuitton, and Tiffany's. Foe.
Mike Key.
it. Hold it. Push them up. 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 Hold it. Hold it.
listening to the sounds of DJ Mike Q.
DJ Mike Q.
The Carolina People's Choice Ball, Saturday, February 8th, 2014, in Charlotte, North Carolina. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Schoolboy versus Pretty Boy Realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000 for Female Figure Runway. $500 mini grants include Open to All Best Dress, Female Figure Face, Butch Queen European versus All-American Runway, Butch Queen Legendary Performance, and many more $250 cash categories. Over $6,000 will be awarded on this night as we honor the fans' favorite and recognize the people's choice. Again, that's Saturday, February 8th, 2014 in North Carolina. Admission, $30 all night. $200, seats 10 with refreshments. Available for advance purchase only. Your commentators, Jack and Shelvin Mizrahi. Your DJ, Bonalore St. Laurent. For more information, contact Overall Father Dede Khan, Chicken Ebony, or Marcus Escada, or see the Facebook event page at Carolina People's Choice Ball. See you there. Legendary runway ruler, Father Warren Milan presents Frostbitten, Sunday, December 15th in downtown Miami. Grand prize, open to all European runway for $1,000. The Bloody Walk, come tastefully done, vamped out with a devastating walk, bringing complete pandemonium to the runway. Don't forget an over intro. Mini grand number one, Twisters vs. Sisters, 150 plus a $10 pot. Twilight, Team Edward for the Twisters versus Team Jacob for the Sisters. Mini Grand number 2, Butch Queen Realness, $150 from Daybreakers to Nightwalkers. Part 1, we want to see you come out as a boy or a man. Part 2, bring back that sophisticated lady of the night. Mini Grand number 3, Open to All Identity Theft for $100. The Craft, bring to life one of your favorite ballroom personalities. Mini Grand number 4, Open to All Lip Sync Performance for $100. Bringing Down the House, showcasing your gospel of choice. Again, that's the Frostbitten Ball, presented by Father Warren Milan, downtown Miami, Florida, on Sunday, December 15th. Your commentator, JP Milan. Doors open at 10 p.m. LSS will begin promptly at 12 midnight. $25 before 11, $30 after. For more information, contact Warren Milan on Facebook or visit the event page, Sunday, December 15th, The Frostbitten Ball.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the State of Emergency Show. I am your host, Jasmine Couture, and I want to say Happy Wednesday. How's everybody doing? Y'all got alerts popping up on my phone and stuff. Y'all got to stop changing these rooms around because every time y'all change these rooms around, I got to go in here and change the settings so my phone isn't popping up every 5 minutes with these notifications. Why y'all keep changing them? Just stop adding all the girls in there that y'all don't like. All right. Where am I going now? How's everybody doing? Chat room, how's everybody doing? Make sure you got my man under the tree for Christmas. Who do you want for Christmas? Who is your man? Y'all be carrying. I'm hearing an echo somewhere, and I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know if it's coming from my cell phone. Let me turn it down or something, but I'm hearing an echo. And with all this technology, I don't need to hear echoes. Okay. So, it's December 4th. Happy December. I think this year has gone by so fucking fast, it's ridiculous. My birthday is in 10 days. And it seems like my birthday was yesterday. I remember it like, you know, it just happened. But, wow, this month is going by extremely, extremely fast. Hi, too. How are you? Yes, still. Hey, Maggie. Yeah, still got alerts popping up on my phone. Anyway, yeah. So listen, a lot of people ask me how do I come up with the topics for this show on Wednesday, and a lot of it is really pretty much pertaining to everything that took place this week. It's like my own rendition of the week. And, you know, my recap of everything that took place this week. So tonight's topic we are going to is going to be titled porn. I want to talk about porn, especially after everything that I've seen today. But I actually was wanting to talk about porn since yesterday, and then today you guys just really took it to the level, the three divas, honey, took it to a whole new level on Facebook today in the official Ballroom radio station chat with all those pictures. These young, young, beautiful women posting pictures of their cocks and titties and asses and things of that sort. And it's just like really crazy. So I want to talk about porn, and not just porn as far as like what turns us on and all that bullshit. No, I want to know why people really expose themselves. But then when they expose themselves or they get that, you know, it gets out there, they really want to get so angry and attack, you know? Don't you know when you put yourself out there like that, that eventually it's going to get caught up with you? I had a conversation with someone not too long ago that said they did porn back in the day and they just hope it never surfaces. We see porn sometimes with a lot of celebrities. And when I say porn, I'm not just talking about videos. I'm just talking about anything explicit, in all honesty. Anything explicit at all, pictures, nudes, anything of that nature. And we've talked about it before, but I want to talk about it again. Also, the fact of Milan and this video that surfaced this week as well. There's a lot of rumors in reference to this video. There's a lot of rumors surfacing on how the video got out of Milan and someone, and I'm not into watching all that stuff, so things that came across my board was, it was Milan. It was unprotected. There was a lot of moaning and groaning in the video, and things of that sort. So, Milan, if you're out there, we want to talk to you about that as well. Why do we put ourselves in these positions, these predicaments, and you know, are we putting ourselves out there to try to promote ourselves and to market ourselves? And I'm not talking about Milan, because I think Milan is out there doing his thing, but I'm talking about other people. And then what happens when it backlashes, or what is the backlash? So that's some of the things that I do want to talk about tonight on the State of Emergency show. Of course, we will be recapping American Horror Story. It came back on tonight, and bitch, did it come back on. Sometimes I like to talk about it in the beginning so we can, it's still fresh in our heads, but then I don't want everyone to get lost within the show because maybe a lot of you guys didn't get a chance to watch it, and I don't want to ruin it for you guys, so that's why I kind of save it towards the end of the show. Because I know that some of you listeners don't want us to ruin it, and then you're going to want to hang up because we're talking about it and stuff, so we will talk about it at the end. So hopefully it'll stay fresh in our heads, but bitch, it was really good. And don't forget, tomorrow is Scandal. There's a lot of things to look forward to the month of December, especially for me. So I want to kind of, you know, end the year out. You know, I'm not too much on a serious note. Let us have a little fun, let us rejoice, and let us enjoy, you know. So in a few minutes, I'm going to start bringing on the panelists. And everybody's here. And if you're out there and you're listening, tonight we're talking about porn. We're talking about all this nasty cock sucking, cum dripping and licking, barebacking porn from our ballroom participants. Yeah, you. We're watching and we're seeing. Some of us are seeing. Shamika, you're on the air.
Hey,
Hey, Shamika.
What y'all doing?
Bringing everybody on. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just, like, more astonished because, I kind of think the picture is Kelly, but then when I look at it again, it kind of looks like a darker person, I don't know who the fuck that is.
You talking about that picture, child? What picture?
The naked picture.
The one of the child in the bed?
Yeah, with the cigarette.
Child, y'all know good and goddamn well there ain't no Kelly. That is nobody's Kelly.
And then it looks too dark. I mean, the person is a resemblance, but it doesn't look like her. So, you know,
Okay, well, officially, so everybody can get it through their head, that picture is not Kelly. My God. Jason, you're on the air.
Happy, happy hump day, everyone.
Hump day.
What a topic for hump day.
You know what? I'm actually just getting into Penny's. I never paid attention to Penny's name. But Icon Penny Jones, I never paid attention to her name. It's called Icon Penny J-Rock. J-Rock's meat massages the walls, Jones.
What was that about? She posted something saying that he said that his meat massages. I don't get that. What?
J-Rock made a post recently. I won't spoil it. Oh, that's right. That's right. West Coast girls. Okay, yeah. Okay, so what time is it coming on over there? Did it just start at 11 o'clock? What time does it come on over there?
Yeah, it should have started. It's replaying now here. So.
No, but it starts at 10 p.m. on the West Coast. So what is that? 10, 11, 12, 1. Oh, no, I'm still lost. Oh, 1 a.m. our time. So it comes on at 1 a.m. our time, so it's over with at 2. So, yeah, we can start talking about it at 2 then. Got you. Thank you, RJ. Okay, I get it. Yeah, I won't spoil it for you guys that are on the West Coast. I forgot. Okay, I got you. I see. Thank you. Thank you for letting us know.
You ain't shit,
yeah, well, J-Rock,
RJ.
Let me... J-Rock, how are you, sweetie?
I'm doing good. Just got off work. I had a very crazy day. So, yeah.
Hey, J-Rock.
Got a lot of kids trying to kill their parents and all kind of shit.
Mm.
It's just a lot of stuff y'all don't know. It's a lot of stuff y'all don't know that happens when you get into a job where you're dealing with a bunch of different personalities, backgrounds, different upbringings. You know, I can let y'all know because y'all don't know the name or nothing, but one of my recruits, I had to go to his house to pick him up for a depth meeting. I mean, for a meeting, a future sailor meeting, so that I went to go pick him up. And I normally don't go pick people up. But when I got there, there were a bunch of polices all at the house. So when I get there, they tell me that my future sailor was trying to stab his stepfather and his stepfather's friend with a butcher knife. And for me to go in there, and when I sat him down, he was crying. And I said, well, what the fuck? What is going on? And he was like, this is the reason why we left Houston and moved to Ohio. My stepdad is a meth addict, and he come in here with his motorbike friend, because I guess they ride in front of a bike club, trying to beat my mother, and I caught them, and I was going to fuck them up. So the police did not arrest him. So, because they said he was defending his mother. But I'm like, why the fuck do I get into this? Oh, my God. But now he's like, he needs to, this is what y'all don't get, when people get into the Navy, they don't leave right away sometimes, they're in what they call a delayed entry program. He don't leave till like March, but his mom don't want to leave here until he leaves, because he stays with her, but it's the sooner he leaves, the sooner she can leave to Ohio, and that's the problem. I can't get him out here fast enough, so that's been my hard day, trying to fight with trying to get this young man out of here, so his mom can go ahead and move back to Ohio with her original family. So it's nuts.
Wow.
Wow.
But other than that, you know, I'm alive. God is good.
I'm a badass.
Well, thank you for sharing all that, J-Rock. It's so hard for me to come with this next question when you just told us that, but I'm still going to do it. J-Rock, what are you doing as far as... I'm shady. I'm a mess. J-Rock, what are you massaging walls, and what are you massaging walls with, and where is this all coming from, and what is the deal with you and Penny?
I don't know what the deal is with me and Penny. It's really not between us because I don't want to get stabbed by Mona, but...
Oh, shit.
The thing, I don't know. It seems like it kind of happened last year, too. Everybody is so concerned with my private parts. I don't understand. It's like they're so concerned with my ass, my dick, what's under my clothes. And to tell y'all the truth, I'm kind of embarrassed and ashamed or, like, discreet about that kind of stuff. Like, I don't like to tell who I slept with, stuff like that and everything, because that's, like, personal. But if they really want to know, because I have taken pictures and everything on the West Coast when I was 19 and was going to do a porn, but I decided not to do it. Yeah, I said that before, too, on this show. Everybody want to know my dick size. Like, they're like, oh, I bet he has a big or huge cock. Oh, yeah, he got that Texas meat. And I said, I am not your fucking mandingo. I have 8 inches, and it massages walls that don't tear them. That's what I said. And I'm like, and she took that and ran with it.
I'm about to kill myself.
Hey, no, you want to kill yourself. That's a personal problem.
I am really about to kill myself. Goodbye, y'all. Merry Christmas. Dude. My life is over.
If they want to keep on pushing me, I'm going to let them know, because I'm just saying, people be always, I'm not scared to tell y'all nothing about me, because at the end of the day, bitches want to keep on hitting up my inbox and trying to fuck with me, and they're not going to get it. Never going to get it, never going
to
get it.
I've seen the meat. No, thank you.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. There's not enough meat for you, so it doesn't matter.
Actually, I don't like big meat, so actually, that's why you get big egg. Because I don't like big meat. I've seen the queens when they get to a certain age and they walking around with the pins because they need double digits. I'm a single-digit girl. Thank you. How you doing? I will always
Wait,
be a single-digit girl.
I'm trying to make sure people stay out of the hospital. I'm trying to make sure that walls are not torn. I'm trying to make sure that you keep your shit in your ass to where it's not falling when you're walking,
oh,
you know.
Jesus.
Keep your drawers clean. I don't want you to wear a tampon.
Do you know how
ass.
Many people are getting many people right now listening to this is getting they're getting very, very aroused listening to this topic. And we haven't even brought everybody on. You know, we're saving one of the best ones for last. Because you know that West Coast girl over there and her blunt honey. I wonder if she got her Xbox or her PlayStation.
She don't have
yet.
She don't have no PlayStation 4. She can't sit with us.
Oh my God! Let me bring on the little Puerto Rican princess, honey, who's all the way up in New York enjoying the weather. Melissa, you're on the air. Here we go, Melissa.
Hello. Oh, my God. I'm here talking to myself. I was on mute, baby. I don't know, puedo, honey. You have me gagging over here right now, honey.
Why are you gagging?
Honey, these
Why?
Two over here talking like that. Yo no puedo. Honey, but
How
let me
are
tell
you
something. I'm good. I'm chilling up in this cold. I have to drink some Hennessy and smoke this good sour from out here right now because
yes.
it's too cold.
Did you go to the tree
right
like
now.
Melissa?
No.
One year I'm going to make
honey,
it up to New York so that I can
I'm
see
up
them
in
like
the Bronx
tree.
Right now just chilling. But gag, because yeah, I was gagging when you came up with this topic because I got this girl here, honey. And this bitch is like super neck, honey. She's so real. But this is why I love this cunt, honey, because she's so real and she tells you everything, honey. And we just sitting here, she's just telling us how she sucks dick, and she sucks this one dick and that one dick, and it's little and big, honey. And I'm going to have to come on later, honey, because she is a key, honey.
Thing, you and your honeys.
I see.
Okay, Melissa, hold on, please. West Coast, we got a lot of private callers, too. West Coast, Michi, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm here with my blunt, my sweet red rod glass of wine. And I'm ready for the emergency state to state. Let's go.
But you didn't say you had a joystick in your hand.
I'd advise you to keep your hand close to that mute button, Miss Jasmine.
the button to release you, honey, and put you on the sideline.
Okay. Keep it warm. Okay.
Bishop, how are you feeling over there when Jerry Rock was telling us about his 8 inches and his massaging of the walls?
He wasn't feeling nothing.
I wasn't feeling any type of way. I mean, I've seen Jay Rock in his boxes and a tee. I mean, I didn't jump on him. I mean, you know.
Because there ain't much to jump on.
Okay. He only come up to my chin here. But, no, I mean, you know, it is what it is. I mean, you know, he's an attractive guy. Somebody out there wants all that little man up inside them. But, I mean, you know, I'm not
don't
one of
want
them.
No short dick, man.
J-Rock, you know what? I love J-Rock. J-Rock is a sweetheart. J-Rock is, he's a really, really a sweetheart. He's very helpful. He's very educated. He's a sweetheart, honey, so.
He really is. If I was in a short, angry man, I would love J-Rock.
Okay, great. Okay, J-Rock and Marcus gave us 2.5 hours. They will not give us another 20 minutes of this tonight.
Ooh.
Oh. I love you, J-Rock. No shade, brother, but Lord.
All right.
It was a J-Rock
show. Let me get to some of these callers really quickly, and then let's get on to tonight's topic. We are going to talk about porn, honey.
And my brother Milan is ready to call in. Should y'all try to chime in?
And Milan, you know that I love you, darling. You're always welcome. Let me get to some of these callers really quickly. Of course, Brian Versace, you're on the air.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Hey,
there.
Make it home yet?
Hey, celebrity stylist.
Ah, stop it. I'm back in New York. But I have a question for you, Jasmine, not the sidetrack. And I'm going to get back on the topic of the porn. Did you give J-Rock my message?
I forgot what your message was.
I inboxed you and I told you because I'm moving to Houston, and I was trying to get some more information on the city of Houston and all that.
You know what? And I see your message right now. I am so sorry. My inbox is a mess. But yes, J-Rock, Brian is looking, to talk to you. So, y'all exchange inboxes and Facebook names and all the rest of that stuff. And,
J-Rock, aren't you in Dallas?
Huh?
No, I'm in Houston. I live in Houston, but I'm from Dallas, and I can be in Dallas, San Antonio, Austin, or Houston at any moment.
I'm moving to Houston.
Oh, work out. Yeah.
Okay.
So, Brian, you want you some of that little marine?
Oh, hell no.
Listen up. I'm not a Marine. I'm a fucking sailor.
Well, Sailor Moon, honey.
No, I'm coming with husband and all, darling. No, I just wanted to speak to him directly. Anyway, Jasmine, give him hit me up on
Sailor
Facebook,
Moon. Hit up Brian Versace and it's in inbox Sailor Moon, okay?
Yeah, inbox
Sailor Moon, Brian.
who?
Well, somebody put his name on my page, and then I'll just hit you up, and I'll let you know what's up there.
I'll send you the info.
Thank you, Brian.
Jasmine, in the middle of this little Brian,
have a good day, and congratulations, happy anniversary, 5 years strong. Yes.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm. I know that's right.
Y'all go sit over there and watch porn and bang, bang, bang.
Calling a third party.
Y'all made me lose my train of thought. They said something else. Oh, my God. Y'all a mess. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was something else I wanted to say, and I done lost it. All right, pay it out. It'll come back. Private caller, you're on the air. You want to make a porn?
Yeah.
Miss Kelly, what's going on,
why
honey?
You on the phone with us?
Excuse me?
It sounds like you're making a porn right now.
Well, would you like to make one with me, Jason?
Oh, my goodness.
Jason.
You got too much meat for me.
You got the wrong queen. That's Miss Johnny's.
So I'm saying it right now. I'm letting it be known as of today, right now. If and when I have a ball again, I am having a special category. So let it be known as of today, December 5th at midnight, because it is officially midnight now. As of today, December 5th at midnight, I'm making a special category for the next ball. Well, Eastern. The category will be a mini grand, and it will be verbal vogue. And I want to see Kelly versus Janice versus Khadijah.
Girl, I have my elbow ready. A major category.
I want to see these two put two chairs on the runway, sit face to face, and read each other.
Kelly don't want it because I was.
Have my envelope ready.
Honey, they're not ready for Kelly, honey.
I want to give a shout out to the haters that's in the room that, you know, that's commenting on my picture of me and my two-piece outfit. I want to give you a shout out. Definitely big shout out.
Yes.
And Shamika, how would you think that was me in that picture? And say, Milan didn't photoshop that picture like last year sometime, honey. Girl, man, shut it. I don't do new pictures.
I would never degrade
myself and take nude pictures or send nude pictures out or have my nude or anything just, you know, gallop it around, honey, like those men. I am a woman regardless of what the girls may think. You see how that nigga just threw up his trade pictures like that and had all that slange just hanging around there. Oh, motherfucking piece of trade, mistake with a wig on. I mean, that's what you call a nigga in a wig.
Now that you brought that up, Kelly, and let me ask you a question. I'm going to start it off with you before I go to the other callers. Kelly, you've been around for a while. You know how this scene is. You know how the community is. Why haven't you been a person who has taken these type of pictures and put them out there in public? Or if you have taken these pictures and put them out there, how do you protect them or so? What is it about? Why won't you do it?
I have never been a girl. I have never been like a lot of people that I have dated over the years. When we sit down and we have conversations and things of that nature, that I have never been one of those girls to escort or to do porn or, you know, do those things that the girls do. I have nothing against those girls that do that, because everybody has, to make ends meet and, you know, pay their bills and things. But I just never been the type of person that would degrade myself that low, to stoop that low to the barrel, to go that low, to escort and, you know, take new pictures and post them out and send them out to people, bitch. Everything is not for everyone. If you want to see this, Baby, you got to come see this live. I'm not sending you no picture. You'll get a picture. I'll send you a picture, all right, baby. But it won't be me. It might look me, bitch, but it will never be me. I will never, ever send anyone a picture. The most you're going to get is an ass shot. That's it. And you're going to get that ass shot, and that ass shot's still going to have on jeans, bitch, okay? These girls are just nasty. They just degrade themselves, Miss Thing. And it's like, oh, Miss Thing, what type of woman would do something like that, Miss Thing, and sit there and do that? A woman wouldn't do something like that. Only a nasty-ass nigga would do something like that. Mad niece.
That ass must be a family portrait. But
okay,
anyway.
We're not going to turn.
You
want to
see this ass, J-Rock?
No, Kelly, but I was trying to say this. But you did kind of shock me with the, I was like, Kelly did not ever put on a goddamn two-piece. But if that's really you, you did it for the big girls. I got to get you.
J-Rock, that's really me. I was on the phone with Jasmine when she was waiting, picking up her husband. I was on the phone with Jasmine. I told her, you know what, girl, I'm about to gag these girls. I'm going to get off the phone, and I'm going to call you back. And I went in my drawer, and I pulled she out my drawer. I got a whole lot of sexy outfits in my drawer, and I put she on. I know what I look like underneath my clothes, bitch. I know I'm a big girl, but, baby, when I pull it together, I pull it together. Like I told these girls to say, I don't wear girdles and all these things like these girls wear underneath my clothes, bitch. I know what my body looks like, bitch, and it's right. And that's why I put that picture up there. I had no shame in my game of putting my picture up there. Bitch, I don't give a fuck what anybody say. That's one thing these girls have to realize. And somebody, and I made a comment underneath that picture in the room. If I really give the fuck what anybody's thought about me in this ballroom, I wouldn't be here today. 17 and a half years fucking later, I would not still be here in this fucking game if I cared what the girls say. The girls have ridiculed me and put me down for years, bitch. I started from the bottom, and not from this radio show, not from YouTube or anything, bitch. I started from the bottom, bitch, and I am here, bitch. And I'm going to continue to be here because anything that these girls say to me, it bounces off of me and it bounces right back to them, bitch. They can never, ever bring me down. My skin is as tough as my motherfucking weight.
Oh.
All right. Well, on that note, let's get on some other callers. So I'm going to keep you right there, Kelly, but, you know, mute your phone, girl. 832-491, you're on the air.
Hey, how you been?
How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
I'm fine. Is this Prada?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Prada, I need to remember your number, girl. How are you?
I'm doing lovely.
Prada, what do you think about the porn and all that stuff, honey?
I mean, it's entertainment, I always tell the truth, honey. It's my shade. But, you know, I mean, it's entertainment. You know, the dog lives, honey. You know, I'm a pervert. I like to watch. I'm into all that voyeurism kind of shit. So, you know, all of that, you know, the Nick getting at it in, shooting it out and all, you know, mama like watching all of that. No tea.
So, did you watch the Milan video?
No, I haven't saw that.
Mm,
it was taken down.
Okay. Well, believe me, it's still surfacing all over the place, honey. You know, honestly.
Oh, somebody brought it back out?
Mm-hmm.
Well, somebody send this to my inbox.
let's get him on the show.
All right, let's go to somebody's Prada, stay right there. We're going to go to some other callers. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
J-Rock. Is J-Rock on the air? Tara, I heard you had a little Tyler Wacker.
Ooh.
That's all.
Thank you, caller.
I just said that, duh.
Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey,
Hurricane's doing the night, baby.
Where were you yesterday, Granny?
What'd you say, Shanika?
Where were you yesterday?
Oh, I was listening. I just didn't call in. I was just enjoying Mama Jones' Get Y'all Together.
Granny, you really disappointed us, Granny. We needed you yesterday. We needed you.
I didn't miss the whole show, Z, and I must have missed a good part.
You missed when Bishop. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, please.
So you said the name, J Rock.
I know. I just committed a sin.
Now look at here. Ain't nobody got time for Brian No Wearing Versace, child. Oops. And one more thing, Jazzy, you telling your age, they don't even call them joysticks no more. They controllers.
Take me to the
But y'all talking about joysticks, J-Rock's joystick, and y'all was making me feel all some kind of way. J-Rock, I want to see these naked pictures of yours. What is it?
Oh, Lord Jesus.
They with Vivid Entertainment.
Randy, I'm going to send them to you.
Granny ain't had no meat in a long time, and all that massage and balls was making me some nice way, baby.
Baby, I can imagine how many friends.
Tonight is calling.
Yeah, we talking about porn.
Well, what Granny got to say about porn, once you done seen one, you done seen them all.
Granny, did you see the Milan video?
No, I'm not a fan of his, so what have you? But like I said, once you done seen one, you done seen them all. If it ain't live, Granny don't want to see it. My porn got to be live in order for me to watch.
Did you see the pictures of Janice today?
No, I ain't even been up online like that. I just came in on the show or whatever. I took a break today. I ain't been online.
Baby.
But, yeah, you can go put me back on mute. I just had to call in to fuck with Brian and J-Rock.
Brian wants to talk to you, Granny. Brian.
No, I'm just having me a little bit of fun or whatever.
Granny.
Granny,
don't do that, baby, okay? Ain't no problem, baby. Ain't no problem. Don't you fucking with the right one, baby? Go put your mentholatum on and get.
Now you know if you was wearing Versace, you wouldn't be feeling some type of way. So, child, sit down.
I ain't feeling no type of way, baby.
Hey,
go ahead. I'm gonna respect my elders. So sit down, baby, and enjoy the show. But don't bring my name up. I ain't said nothing to you, baby.
People ain't got to say nothing to Granny. Granny talk to whoever the hell she wants.
You sure can. But then I can respond to whoever I want. How about that?
All right, baby. I didn't say you couldn't. You the one saying don't bring your name up.
Granny.
Okay.
All right, baby.
Yeah, get on out for him. Put me on mute.
Thank you, Granny. We got one more private caller, and yes, Miss Khadija, reloaded. Please call in and talk about that. Private caller, you're on the air. Private caller. Okay, I don't know who that is. You're gone.
Who calling me?
Huh?
Who calling me?
Who's calling you?
You said for somebody to call in. Who calling me?
Not that girl. It ain't that Khadija, honey.
Hey, let me braid my hair there, bitch. It's about to get hot up in here.
No, we'll save that for another night. All right, let's talk about porn, honey. Let's talk about, you know, these people exposing themselves and everything. And we're going to go down the line like we usually do and stuff. If you guys are on the phone lines, please call in and touch, press 1 to touch. Talk about tonight's topic if you're in the chat room. Hello, chat room. Send your messages over and so forth and so on. So pretty much this is what I want to bring up when it comes to this porn and stuff. We seen the video earlier this week about Milan. We seen that, you know, a lot of people were saying that he was out there promoting himself with this video. I think it was on Vista or My Vista or whatever it is. And, you know, he was promoting it all over the place or something to get his name out there, I guess. I'm not sure what it was all about. We also see a lot of ballroom participants, sex sirens, and different people out there that, you know, come into the lifestyle, especially at a young age. They make these videos to make this money, so forth and so on. But then they move on to bigger and better things or whatever. But those, it's like these videos sit back and they linger in the past. Do you consider those videos haunting? Like they come back up and they can haunt you or they can affect you. What is your opinion on these people making these videos? Is it helping them? Is it promoting their name? Like, quote unquote, what they're saying. I'm not saying that that's what he's doing, but allegedly promoting himself like Milan. Or is it something that's going to haunt them or affect them in the future? What do you guys feel about this? I'm going to start with Shamika.
Hello.
Yes.
Wait, say it again. What do I feel about what? Not the specific, as far as like videos or...
Do you feel that these videos can affect people or can promote people?
It can do both, I believe. It could be either both bad and good publicity, like it was for Kim Kardashian. That's how we all really found out who she was. Like, no one really knew her until 16. And then after that, like, she blew up into this big star. And I don't know. And it can also negatively affect you because I remember, y'all remember Montana Fishburne, Lawrence Fishburne's daughter? I mean, Kim Kardashian was the reason why she wanted to be this big porn star and become known. And I mean, you know, like, you can, I mean, it is a negative aspect, and you can have people thinking the wrong things about you and thinking that is the right way to go. But, I mean, who am I to tell somebody what's good for them and their lives or what they should do? So, I mean, I'm neither here nor there on the fact because I'm in between. I'm kind of neutral. I can care less.
Okay. Jason?
I think that when you're young, you make mistakes, because I've done it. And, I mean, I've taken pictures. God knows they've been put out there. I've had my pictures sent back to me, and I've found it a key. And then sometimes I've done things that because I was in love with somebody and they were going away, they was like, well, take a picture so that I can have it with me and stuff like that. And before the Internet, you had to actually give a person a picture. So the things that I've done then, do I regret them now? If I could go back in time and be more mature about the situation, no, I wouldn't have done it, but I don't regret them because that's just like if I was the right dude a love letter and I became famous, that same love letter that I wrote, they could give that letter to the media, to somebody and say, see, he wrote me this letter and da-da-da-da-da. So anything that I've done, I don't regret, but I think that some people do things foolishly thinking that it's going to make them a star or make them more appeasable to people, and it works against them instead of working for them. I mean, if you're going to go the porn route, then I would think you would want to go the route of like a Tyler Moore or Bobby Blake, or I'm naming older people, but the way that some of these people are just doing their homemade porn and then just putting it out there and putting it on YouTube, XTube, and MyVista and all those other type of places, who's going to discover you there other than a nasty queen that's horny in the middle of the night looking for something to get them off? You're not getting paid for it, so you're just wasting your time.
Okay. I think something is wrong with the switchboard a little bit. Okay, bear with me. Thank you, Jason. J-Rock, what is your opinion?
I'm gonna fuck you up.
What did she do now?
I'm about to copy it now.
What are you talking about?
Okay. If you're in any of the rooms that I'm in, I'm putting this picture in those rooms now.
Here we go. Kelly, I'm about to mute you, honey, for real.
What are you talking about? You can't get mad at me, Miss Satan, because I was coming to Florida all those years, Miss Satan girl, and I learned how to motherfucker do the things that I learned how to do. I learned about watching you.
Doing what? What are you talking about?
You about to see me, say, girl, you know, just putting pictures and stuff together, finding pictures of ugly people and putting them together with other ugly people.
Listen, you going to stop blaming me for shit because they ain't gonna, that's why they all say it's me that be doing this shit. I ain't teach you how to do this bullshit.
Well, bitch, blame me, Mistake Girl, bitch, please. I'm about to make a whole bunch of motherfucking pictures, Mistake. I'm about to do a whole bunch of motherfucking shit. Girls, get over it. Okay, boo.
Y'all just need to stop, honey. I put your name next to somebody else's number, child. Hold on a second. Y'all be mixing me up with all these names and, I mean, these numbers. Okay, so that is not you, but now I can't erase the name.
You gotta put Cora next to it.
Yeah, I gotta put something else next to it. I'm just gonna put a dot. Okay, and now you are here. Welcome to the show, Calvin. I know you were running a little late. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fine. How's your day?
Oh, it's going excellent. I can't complain.
That's good. Let me go to a caller really quickly. I didn't see you earlier. Maybe your hand was up or down. I'm not sure. 404-587, you're on the air.
Hello, what's up?
How are you?
I'm sorry. I'm okay.
Hi.
This is my first time calling.
Hi, how are you? What's going on?
Nothing much. I just saw Kelly Mizrahi on World Star Hip Hop. Fighting on 40th Street.
Okay, oh my God, can y'all please stop? When I tell you I gagged, I went on my tag, and I had 9 messages or tag, bitch, and I just said, ooh, bitch, it's about to be a good night. Bitches, motherfuckers, niggas hitting me up, talking about, I just seen you on World Star, shorty.
Oh,
yeah, I used
no.
to be up there, like, you know, I used to live in New York like 2 years ago, and I loved it. I went to FIT, and I used to work at the hotel right across the street from Escalita, but I never got a chance to go, and I just loved the ballroom scene so much. But I'm not, like, in it or nothing. And I saw Kelly twice.
What's
like,
your name?
Sean. But
Sean.
I saw Kelly in the airport, and I saw her outside of a train station one time. I just wanted to say so, but I was scared.
So fair.
She ain't a celebrity.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Sean. You have a good night. You know,
hi,
have
Sean.
A good night, Sean.
Inbox me, Sean, the Bishop Meach. They say, y'all got mad. They why can't I make a porn like all the rest of the girls?
Like who, Kelly? Who? Like who?
All of them, Miss A. Girl, bitch, let me tell y'all something, Miss A. Girl, if any of y'all bitches want to see any of the queens, Miss A, old queens, bitch, past, present, and motherfucking dead, Miss A, girl, all you got to do is go get you a Black Tea Girl motherfucking page account, Miss A. Black Tea Girl, Shemale Young, all the girls is up there, Miss A, even the girls that all passed on and went up to heaven with our father.
Mm-mm. What is the hell? These videos. Wow. The people that are sending me shit right now. Okay. Back to the topic. Oh, we had another call. 347-575, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, how are you?
Hi.
Fine, how are you?
This is Kyle. I just want to say I agree with what Kelly said earlier. I believe that if you want to see whatever, it's best to see it in person. And I've seen a lot of boys in my age group release photos out that were like young sex sirens that thought they were going to get their life, and then they ended up just being kikied on by a lot of their peers and people that were older. And a lot of people see you as easy when your photos get out there. So I just think that a lot of times people do it with good intentions, but then, like somebody said before, it bites you in the ass later.
Mm-hmm. It definitely does. Thank you, caller. J-Rock, what is your opinion on these videos? And you said that you did stuff. You was about to do a video one time. And just tell us a little, bring us back to that again. Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, first of all, you know, I got in the Navy at 18 years old. I had never really done nothing. All I did was go to school, go to work, go to church, go to school, go to work, go to church. I never was like a wild kid or nothing like that. So, you know, I was on the West Coast in San Diego, and they used to have this newspaper called The Focal. This is an actual legal newspaper that's on base. In the back of the newspaper, you'll find, like, you know, little ads like I got, like shoes or somebody trying to sell their PlayStation, whatever. And then they'll say, like, modeling or something like that. So then it was like modeling, come, you can make $1,000 for a day or something like that to do modeling. So, you know, I was like, okay. And then it was like magazine modeling for Mervyn, Sears, stuff like that. And I'm like, $1,000? I go put on some clothes for $1,000. So they tell you where to come. You go there, and then, like I told everybody, first you sit down. They let you go. Like some of my shipmates, we all went, and they take you in there by yourself. And then I was sitting on the couch, and I was like, okay, here goes the book. Here's like, the, you know, they do this big old spiel of lies. And they say, now just look through the book. And the book has three colors. The book has green, yellow, and red. And they're tabbed out throughout the book. So they'll say, turn to the green tabs. And then you turn to the green tab, it'll be somebody, like, clothed. And I was like, what do you think about those type of modeling pictures? And, of course, you're like, okay, that's fine. I don't mind doing that. Then I'll say, well, turn to the yellow tabs. The yellow would be like some pants but no shirt or either some shorts or on the beach or something like, you know. Yeah, okay, it's a little skin. That's fine. So, you know, me being the person I am, I'm like, I know this red, what this red is about to be. So then they're like, turn to the red. You turn to the red, they're nude photos. So now I'm thinking, well, maybe if they're a real company, they're just, it's art. So they're like, what do you think about nude? And I was like, well, nude, I mean, I'm not afraid to show my body or whatever, but, you know, so they're like, okay, cool. So then, you know, they were like, but we have to get headshots and, you know, well, that was so shady. Yeah, they have to get headshots and, you know, get, you know, full body shot or whatever. And then after a while, like, once they got the headshot, they got the full body shot and all this kind of stuff and everything, they was like, well, what do you think about, you know, posing with another guy? And then I'm like, wait, what? I mean, like, what kind of place is this? So I'm like, wait a minute. So after that, you know, me being a sailor, I know what the fuck is going on with all these porn and stuff. And then I finally read the name that was on the guy's badge, and it said Vivid. Well, me coming from the tape era, the VHS era, I know when I used to go to the bookstore and get me a tape, it said Vivid Entertainment. So I'm like, wait a minute. So I was like, no, I don't think this is the right thing for me or whatever. And that's how those pictures got out. But how do I feel about it? The reason why I don't mind telling nobody about it is because after the Congressman Wiener shit, the, you know, all these stuff that come out, even with the Bishop Eddie Long stuff and all this kind of stuff, don't lie about it. Just don't lie about it. Just if it happened, it happened. If it come up, it come up, and just own it. And say, yeah, that's what I did when I was 18. This is what happened, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, like I said, I'm a sailor, and a lot of people that's in the United States Navy know those men are away from their wives. A lot of us are away from girlfriends, boys, whatever you want to call it. So some people that don't cheat, they end up going to these bookstores. The bookstores have the video rooms and all this kind of stuff, and you do what you do. It is common in the United States Navy to say, hey, man, I'm gonna come down there and work on that piece of equipment. I got to go rub one out right quick. All right, bro, whatever. It's common. It was not like, man, don't tell me that. It was just common. You know what I'm saying? So porn is big, especially when you own a ship
and you're just like, I mean, they're trying to get rid of it now. I don't know what they're going to do if they get rid of it. And, you know, it's not even only with the dudes. The girls, too. Porn is big, and they get their little vibrations.
No, you
say
they're trying to
stuff.
Get rid of it. You said they're trying to get rid of it. What do you actually mean by that?
They're trying to, you'll get in trouble for having smut. It's a new rule that's going around. It's a new rule that's going around. If they find anything in your rack, if they do just a pop-up inspection, make you open your rack, and you have any kind of smut in your rack, smut as in, you know, porno, cherry magazine, hustler, play, anything, you will get in trouble. You know what I'm saying? You may get on restriction. You may do something, and then, you know, it's a punishment. They want it out, but I'm like, y'all are stupid because this is how some people get through the night. You know what I'm saying? Smut and magazines have been saving marriages for years. Okay? Now, if you don't have your smut, if you don't have your porno, if you don't have your magazines, if you don't have that, what you think these men are going to do when they hit these ports? They're going to go around fucking all these foreign women and having babies all over the freaking country. I mean, over the world and, you know, the globe. So, I mean, I really don't have a problem with porn. But if you do it, you know, I said every... Whatever your hustle is, that's what your fucking hustle is. Get your motherfucking money. But don't be embarrassed about it. Don't be embarrassed.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
I have a special announcement to make. Tiffany is pregnant.
Tiffany,
that's impossible. What?
She did this time last year that she was pregnant.
Oh, Lord Jesus
Christ,
Betty.
Y'all just gagging. Well, let me finish up. I'm going to be done with it. Like I said.
No. I'm not gagging. She's posting it on Facebook. Tiffany said 3 seconds ago, or it's probably, I had to refresh, she just said she was pregnant. I told the bitch, call in, honey. Call in, Tiffany. And now she's liking the call in. Call in, Miss Thing. You're pregnant. What butch queen got you pregnant, Miss Thing?
Is this this game that everybody playing where they put sympathy on their comments? And then put the game in the inbox.
Huh?
I say, is this a game? Because, you know, there's a game going around where people, like somebody put today, I just slipped on throw up in McDonald's as their status. And if you like it or comment on it, they hit you in your inbox. And it's a stupid little game.
No, I don't know about the games, but Miss Thing said she's pregnant. And, you know, Miss Thing does ovulate. She does not have special, you know, like me, but, you know, she does ovulate.
Yes, Calvin, because she just sent it to my timeline, sent it to me in inbox. Well, girl, I'm not playing that game, so old well Chanel.
Go ahead, J-Rock. I'm sorry, honey.
Y'all didn't interrupt the scheduled program for that lie. There is no way in the world she could be pregnant. That is a fem queen. But back to what I was saying. No, but like I said, if you've done something in the past just like me, like if it comes up, like, believe it or not, I still think that, you know, one day you never know what, when I get old, what I may be doing, like in the community or whatever, and then something pop up like, oh, here are some naked pictures of you, or, oh, you did ballroom, or, oh, I'm going to say, and I surely fuck did. You know what I'm saying? You just own it, but don't be embarrassed about it. Don't be ashamed, because, like, what you put, especially on the web, because we come from back in the day when stuff had to be emailed and all this kind of stuff. If you send it through the web, did you not think that it was not going to show up one day? You know, so, it's whatever with me. And as in, I don't like Jason's comment of some late tired queen is going to be up there in the middle of the night just looking at your porn, because, Jason, look, sometimes they get to people through the night, so that's not fair.
Can we, sister, can we do this like we do on a funeral service?
Who
What do you mean?
For me? What you say, J-Rock?
Wait, hold on, Jason. Can we do this like a funeral service? Can we give everybody 2 minutes to make the closing remarks?
Thank you, Callie.
Because J-Rock gives me that other girl mistake, bitch, that used to be a very long-winded.
Well, J-Rock, I'm going to say this. Only a guilty pig or a dog is going to holler when they hit. So if you're not a nasty queen, then don't worry about that comment. Thank you. Some nasty, undesirable queen that look like, I ain't going to say that name, a dog-faced monster is going to be sitting over there with a thing of lube and a vibrator jacking off to your pictures on BGC.
Miss Sagan, Johnny's got jack off these pictures. She got jack off these pictures.
But you know what? This is Kelly. You need to stop because that's what you're trying to do. Listening to the Johnny's and Khadijah show, Miss Thing.
I'm not messing with Khadijah.
Do that.
I'm not messing with Khadijah. Khadijah apologized on that motherfucking message and she stopped, Miss Thing. Okay? Johnny's is mad that Khadijah apologized, Miss Thing, after I said what I said to Khadijah. I didn't knock on her door first. She knocked on my door first in Baltimore. And she said, you're absolutely right. I apologize and I'm sorry. And Johnny's got mad and continued to go on and on all day. So I'm going to mess with that nigga. Y'all don't remember when he peeled out of drags and saying he was 7?
We're not messing with her tonight on this platform.
Him. Stop disrespecting us, Ms. Sang, and calling that a hee-haw. You disrespected all the transgender women out there by calling that. Miss A, okay? Transgender women, yes, they do things. They do porn and all types of things, but they get paid for it. That nigga sitting his dick up there in that room for free.
Okay, we're gonna go down the list because we're continuously being rudely interrupted by Miss Thing right here and the two piece. Melissa.
James.
Tell us about porn, honey.
I wish I had the money that I have now then. Because when I was young, like around 18, I did do a porn, a solo porn. That I do regret because, you know, after working so hard going to college and getting an over job and trying to help the girls in the scene, you know, everybody used to run into my job like, look what she did. But the gag about that is that, you know, like, I'm honest about everything because I have nothing to hide. I'm not ashamed of it. You know, I regret it, but I'm not ashamed of it, bitch, because, one, I look over. Two, you know, I told the people who matter to me the most, which is my husband, my family, you know, like, people in my job, you know, I told them this is what it is and, you know, like, just in case anything ever happens. I told them what it was and exactly what happened. I remember a queen running into my job talking about, oh, my God, did you know Melissa? She used to escort, and she has a porn, and look at this, and bring my nude pictures, and they gagged, and they was like, Miss Honey, you're not happy for her? You're not happy that she has a job, that she's, you know, trying to help you bitches? Like, get over it. Like, we already know that. So, yeah, like, I kind of regret it. I think, like, if, you know, if you're in that porn industry, if you escorting and stuff and you using it to promote yourself, whatever, like, you know, that's all good to you. But, like, I regret it. I would never do anything like that in my life ever again. And I thank God that it was me by myself. Be John, honey.
Okay. Thank you so much, Melissa. And mm-hmm. that, you know, on a serious note, that is something, you know, to think about. Thank you. Michi, what is your opinion on this? Michi? Okay, honey, this is why you be getting muted and shit. Kelly, what is it? Kelly,
leave him alone, Jasmine. He's playing with his invisible PS4.
With a joystick, right?
Yes.
Kelly, what is your opinion on all this?
About porn? It's different strokes for different folks, baby. You know, I'm not gonna knock anybody for they hustle, bitch. But it's just not for me. I'm not the type of girl that's going to sit there and do porn and all type of. I can't have it. I just don't want that stuff out there lingering around. Once you post something on the web, okay, because now everybody calls it the internet, but what back in the days when it was the World Wide Web and you posted things on the World Wide Web, it stayed on the World Wide Web for everybody to see. It's nothing that it's never going to come down, bitch. However you look at it, somebody's going to, if you post something up, you might take it down, but somebody's going to screenshot it, somebody's going to re-record it, and it's always going to continue to resurface and resurface and still haunt you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You girls need to think wisely with the choices that they do make when they're making these pornos and they're sending out these videos and these pictures and things. They need to take and think very wisely about the things that they do, because it eventually is going to come back and bite you in the ass, and you don't want it to come back and bite you in the ass at the wrong point in your life. You could be on a high note and then that comes right back to bite you in your ass. Prime example, Vanessa Williams, it came back to bite her in her ass.
Yeah, there's been a lot of times when we look at celebrities, thank you, Kelly, for saying that, because it's true, when we look at celebrities and stuff, we have seen things where it has come back to haunt him. A lot of people, you know, Kelly and I love watching, like, shows like American Idol, X Factor and stuff, and I remember we would always hear that people that made it, you know, to the next round and stuff like that, they weren't able to come back because, you know, nude pictures or porns or things of that sort, even, you know, people that had criminal backgrounds, you know, stopped them from moving forward, you know, and these are people that are talented. Imagine yourself, you never know what type of talent you have and you're young, so you're just doing anything out there. And even like what Melissa said, you know, when she did her thing, she probably didn't think that she was going to go to college. She was going to, you know, get a career. She was going to help people and stuff. She didn't probably think that way. She just probably thought a whole different way while she was young. The same thing with these people that are talented. They go out there, they do these things. Next thing you know, they find out they have a gift. They're on American Idol, X Factor, and all the rest of these things. And then all of a sudden, bang, these things start surfacing up. And these queens, it's not just queens, but people are very catty. They don't want to see the next person move forward. So like Jason said, you know, you send the shit to people or whatever, they hold on to that. They use it as ammunition against you. And when they see you moving forward in life, oh God, they're going to release that and you know, use it against you. And, you know, in some cases, it will be held against you. They won't allow you to be a part of it anymore. So, you know, that's definitely something, like Kelly said, with Vanessa Williams. What was she, Kelly? Miss America or something like that? What was her title?
She was Miss USA.
Miss USA.
Yeah, she was actually the
first,
but
the good thing about her is, look, you know, she, even though they held that against her, she still was able to move forward and, you know, to become the superstar that she is today. But you just, you know, everybody out there needs to be careful about that shit. Prada, I know you said you liked the porn, it turned you on and stuff like that. But do you feel that it could, you know, it can hurt people out there as well?
I mean, I do think it could do a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Depending on the type of people, like, I mean, it could bring good publicity to them. But, I mean, if it's something as far as career-wise and things of that nature, yeah, I feel like it could have a negative effect.
Who got a video?
But you know what I also think, Jasmine? I also think if half of these girls from back in the days to say that they have their pictures that's now surfacing in these groups and on Facebook and things, if they knew that the scene was going to turn into what the scene turned into today, I don't think half of those girls would have ever posted or took that $250 to take those photos on Black T-Girls and Shemale Young and things.
You're right. You're 100% right, Kelly. And you know what? And I brought this up to Jason earlier. I'm going to talk about something about the way technology is. And I'm going to talk about that after I get to these callers. And let Calvin say what he has to say about this. And then we have a whole bunch of people that press one. But I'm glad Kelly brought that up. Please remind me what Kelly just said in a few minutes when I talk about the way technology changes. I agree with you 100%. If people knew what today was going to hold, people back then wouldn't have done what they did. But I do want to talk about the change of technology and how fast it's changing. So, Jason, we talked about it earlier. Please remind me to talk about that in a minute. But let me go to Calvin really quickly. Go ahead, Calvin, and tell us what you feel about all this.
I mean, when it comes to myself doing porn, I probably would never do it. I mean, I've done at-home videos, like secret videos with me and my significant other at a time, or me and other people, but they're always in my private archive. I've never given them out or sent them to anybody, because once again, like, you know, y'all said, it can get out later on, and, you know, I'm not saying I'm ever going to be famous, but it still can get out, and then my family members see it and shit like that, so whatever I do, I just keep it private.
Mm. Okay, Calvin, thank you. We got a couple of callers. I think this is the doll herself. Doll baby, you're on the air.
Yes, yes. Hello, good evening to all. How are you doing tonight?
I think you still sound muffled.
Do I sound muffled for real? How about now?
Now you don't.
Oh, because I was trying to do my sexy voice. I'm sorry.
Girl, bitch, you sound like Barry White.
Don't worry.
Well, I want to touch on this for a few minutes, but I want to say something. I want to get onto that topic, you know, and live my truth on here tonight. But first I got to say, I would even venture to say that Kelly always is saying she don't do that and expose herself, but she kind of did a semi-soft porn today on Facebook, you know, with her two-piece on. That was softcore porn tonight.
No, that wasn't soft porn. You would have seen the other nine pictures that came after that one. That was soft porn. But I don't think the girls are just ready for that just yet.
Well, let me tell you, Jasmine, this is a dear topic to me. Now, you know the doll. She's very much, you know, she's a little delusional, and, you know, she's educated and stuff. But when the doll was in college, the doll did BBW porn, okay? And I was in a Fluffy magazine shoot. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm not ashamed. You know, I had bills to pay.
But isn't the doll working for a major corporation right now?
Yes, so, but the doll did
now, do you think that, what if that stuff was to come back and get to HR of that major corporation? How would you feel if you wanted to terminate you or something because of that?
Well, I don't know. I would just have to plead my case that, you know, I was young. You know, I had, I would make up something. I would say I had student loans, even though my mother put me through school. But I would make up something, honey. I would say whatever. It was just chalking up. We all make mistakes when we're young. You know, I was about a good 19 and 20. I was hanging with this stripper gang.
120 pounds lighter.
Which was, that was what, Kelly?
120 pounds lighter.
Now, no shade, that is about the truth, honey. That was. But, you know, it's so funny how, like, there's something I also want to speak about. Have you ever thought, Jasmine, how people get into porn? Do you think it's like peer pressure or like the girls like saying, oh, you know, you can make some quick money? Because let me tell you, honestly, my sister, right, my real sister, you know, she's beautiful, whatever. She's been in videos and everything. She was a stripper back in the day. And I had took her to a store to buy her some costumes. It was a lady in there, and she was like, oh, you know, I got stripper girls, and we do shows, and we do this, and we do that, and, you know, you should get my number. So then she approached me, and she said, oh, you know, you're so cute. I got people that ask for BBW all the time. I don't have no BBW girls. You know, and I was like, I don't think I could do that. I mean, I'm in school, and I would be nervous, and I don't want to get up there and take my clothes off. But that's how it starts. See, they got me into the stripping. And from the stripping, it was a downward spiral. It was just a mess, Jasmine. I'm telling you, it's peer pressure in these streets, you know?
Hey, man, is that
what
you're talking about? She was stripping?
Yeah, no, Jason, don't do that, Jason. When I tell you, Jason, baby, if y'all go, I got to find that video on motherfucking YouTube, bitch, or Thursday nights down here by my house in the club. Bitch, if you see these motherfucking bitches, baby, these bitches is me, Jasmine, and Tiffany put together with dogs and they ass and everything on the pole, and you got all these niggas all up. Oof, man, I'm going to find that video and post it up in the group.
No shade. Y'all have to understand, African dudes, and I'm talking about from experience, African dudes do not like average-sized women. They want 200 and plus. Trust me.
Oh my God, he ain't lying, Kelly. You know it, honey. Those Africans, oof, that's crazy.
Let me tell y'all something, bitch. When I used to live in Harlem with Jack, and I would come from the club at nighttime, bitch, I would get off the train on 125th Street and take the bus up. I stopped walking down the hill and coming right around the corner. Those Jamaicans and Africans would follow me down the hill, baby. I did not want them to put this body boy in a body bag.
Right.
Oh my God. I'm serious. So African men are so infatuated with big women.
They are.
Like they really are. But to each his own. That's, you know, that's just how they are. But they really, really are. Wow.
No. But Jasmine, I had a shipmate, and he was African. Named Fongsam, and no, Fofana. I said, Fofana, what you going to do when you retire? He said, I'm going to open up a strip club. I said, a strip club? He said, yes. If you're not 300 plus, you can't get on my pool. I said, 300 plus? He was like, yes, I don't want no skinny women.
Yeah, they don't like you. They do not like your skinny girls, Teddy. They like the big meats, the big plus size meats. I'm coming to you in a minute, Bishop, honey. Hold your horses. 919-916, you're on the air. We can't
hey,
see
everybody.
You weren't around.
What's going on, guys?
Hi, caller.
Hey, I was just calling. Well, I called in to comment on a couple of your comments. The first one that I wanted to address was the porn thing. Okay. So it's pretty much like this. Everybody goes online, everybody looks at porn, everybody's had some type of thought of whether or not they want it to be fucked on the web or let it be broadcasted or whatever. But the thing about it is the girls don't go online and look up the side effects of jacking off and shit like that, honey. Like, they want to read people that are doing things to make money to keep their life afloat when the next girl is selling coke and her ass at the same time, like on corners. Like, so I don't understand, like, who gets the higher ranking, the one standing on the corner in a miniskirt or the one online that's, you know, being fucked on camera with no rubber. Like, to me, it's all late, you know what I'm saying? Like, but everybody gets their life from it in different ways. Like, I just don't understand, like, all the criticism.
What do you mean by the side effects of jerking off?
Oh, there are side effects of jerking off. The girls didn't know that.
I mean,
what
like,
of the side effects. Girls with the side effects of jerking off are?
One of the side effects are one whole side of your body will eventually be like, you got motherfucking MS, girl. You'll be crippled on one half side of your body. Like, because when you nut, your body clenches up. So one side will stay clenched up because it's so, because you jack off so much. It's online.
I heard
hold
that
up.
Too now.
Hold up. Well, I'm going to be eight. But that means I'm going to be a fucked up individual by the age of 40.
Yeah. Hold on.
Actually,
so
the age of 35
saying,
for you, J-Rod.
So, I mean,
I
like, isn't this for more like chronic masturbators?
Yes, it is. It really is.
Like I said, well, that's 35 then. You're right. I got four more good years.
So what happens to masturbators? Because I missed the whole thing. I'm sorry.
What are you doing, Jason? What are you doing?
Over there masturbating.
I'm doing porn. I'm sorry.
J-Rock, I'm going to send you some tweezers for Christmas.
Kelly,
okay.
J-Rock did already say that he's 8 and better, so come on now with the tweezers.
How you doing up, Otto?
But that's all I wanted to say to you guys. You put me back on mute. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, baby.
Thank you, caller. Bishop, you're on the air.
Okay.
Bishop, did you hear the rules of engagement, Bishop?
Huh?
Did you hear the rules of engagement?
What do you mean?
A minute and a half.
Huh?
Why did you get a minute and a half? The other girls got two.
A minute and a half. A minute and a half to 2 minutes, Bishop. Sum it up. Go ahead.
Nah, but I'm going to be so important that it ain't going to make no sense.
Oh, my God. I'm going to the bathroom.
Going
all
in.
Right, go ahead, Bishop.
Anyway, how many of y'all believe in Illuminati and selling your soul to the devil?
Oh, my God. Honey, that's a different topic, honey. That's
no, it's not. No,
topic.
It's not. It's not a different topic. You got to understand that. Once you sign a contract, that contract is in void, and it can really,
well,
really mess your life
you
up.
Contract. Bring me the contract. I have to be rich and sell my soul like these motherfuckers.
Hey, can
I
ask you a question? When you did the porn, didn't you sign a contract? Didn't you sign a contract saying that the person has the right to keep this on their internet to make money for themselves after they pay you?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what that means is I can go on the internet right now and find your video. You hear
if
what I'm saying?
If you do, honey, you're going to love it. You're
going to be alive. I know, I'm not, no shade, baby. But I'm trying to say, I probably will. But what I'm saying is, that is kind of like to me selling your soul to the devil. That's what I did, you know, with the wrestling video. If you go on BNW or BWN, I forgot what the website was. If you go on there, you can see me wrestling half-ass butt naked. Matter of fact, butt naked.
Ew, stop!
You see me wrestling, but
what's the website?
You can see me wrestling, butt naked. But this is the thing. It's not about me. My thing is
no
that
free
I signed.
It's not
a free promotion. Damn. I signed the contract.
Okay, he's trying to get to the topic if y'all let him get to it. Y'all need to stop being so cruel. Let him get to it. If y'all don't like him talking, then y'all could take a bathroom break or something. Give him a few minutes, y'all. Come on. Bishop, get to the point, please.
I'm
going to
try to if I
can.
Okay. I'm getting
interrupted. Everybody be quiet just for a minute. Go ahead.
I signed the contract, and... Mm-hmm. I felt as though I sold my soul to the devil when I signed that contract. Once I signed that contract, that contract actually, when if I was to ever get known or something, then people would really, really try to put me out there. So, you know, this happened to celebrities, plenty of celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
It's even happened to celebrities that had to do them things to get money because their parents had took their money away from them when they were young, just like the girl for Family Matters. If y'all don't ever heard of Jamie Foxworthy, her parents took all her money that she made from Family Matters, and she had to take matters into her own hands and get money for herself when she grew up. So she made porn. And she tried to go for a job interview for a movie, and the porn came out. So she just ended up just staying making porn. See, these things people don't talk about when you sell your soul to the devil. And you need to start talking about the Illuminati factor and the effect of the Illuminati inside of porn.
Can I ask you a question, Bishop?
Yeah.
Was you wrestling with one of those strong trainees, or was it a man?
Bishop, thank you, Bishop. Thank you for calling in. Melissa, why are you getting him started? Please don't get him started. Please. Thank you, Bishop.
I was asking some strong trainees posted in the group earlier, honey. That guy.
I just want the video. That's all I want. Yeah.
What video?
The one with Bishop.
All right, I'm getting feedback and echoes and stuff. Can everybody fix their phones, please? Look at your phones and fix them.
I've been getting my hair
we have a
Korea
caller.
For years.
I know, right? She was. It was a kid. 530-488, you're on the air.
Yo, what's up, Rome?
Hello.
All right, I just want to address the whole porn issue. My whole thing is, if you're going to do your thing, do it and be proud, but also be mindful of what you're doing, because at the end of the day, the world is always watching, so to irrelevant people, it's not going to matter as much as to those who are relevant. So, you know, at the end of the day, you can come up off something negative, but at the same time, it can hinder your progress. So to everybody, just be mindful of that.
You're correct. Thank you.
I love you, Naomi.
872-332,
you're
on the air. Hey, Jasmine. Hi. It's Amaya. Oh, hey, Von, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Fine.
Hi, everyone else.
Hey, Von.
I have a statement. Hey, who's that?
Little J-Rock.
Oh, hey, J-Rock. I had a statement, but, you know, my brain gets always mentally fried every time I hear him talk. So, Jesus Christ.
Come on.
But to touch on the topic of porn, people need to stick with people as best with them. It hinders some, and some it progresses them. It depends on the field that you're trying to go in, or depends on what you're trying to do in life. But before people continue to do what we do in gay life and judge, people need to look in their own backyard instead of pointing their fingers at everybody else. People are allowed to do what they feel is best for them.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Your phone is going in and out, though, but I did hear what you said. But I don't know if they heard you, but... Okay. Where are we at right now? I'm waiting for you to call in, girl. Call in so you could talk to us about the people that used to work there and stuff like that. Vonna, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was actually really, really, really well. It went really well. It was the week after my birthday, so it was like a crazy week of like just partying and fun and family. So it was really good, actually.
Thank you. Hold on. We got a caller, 443-348. You're on the air.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
Missy, wasn't you supposed to contact me today?
Yeah, I had a little busy work day today, honey, so I couldn't do it. Yeah, but you know.
I was too busy making that porn last night.
Okay. I wasn't making no porn, honey. I fell asleep, and I fell asleep later than what I was supposed to, honey. You know, I like to get out and get to work and early and get back in, but I went out later than what I was supposed to. But nonetheless, I wanted to say, far as like porn and pictures and things like that, that's why I'm very careful. I have some pictures, but I don't, you know, I'm very careful who I send it to and who I send it to. Other girls don't know who they are. So, and then, you know, the other butch queens who have sent me something, they know that I'm not, you know, a kiss and tell type of girl. So that's why, you know, certain things haven't got out. I'm like, Kelly, you know, I got some pictures if y'all want to, you know.
I'll pass.
But I wanted to tell y'all that I've been over Kelly's house, and Kelly definitely, she could definitely pull that two-piece off. You know, I haven't seen her naked, but I've seen her, like, in just, like, not done up, just, you know, regular when I went over there to do her hair and stuff like that. And I will say, though, her body is not sloppy. It's not shade or anything like that. When you catch her just, you know, regular.
Oh, they're gonna get a piece. The girls gonna get a piece of this. I'm gonna give them a piece. They're gonna give them every bit of they want. honey. I'm gonna make a porn, and I'm gonna post it in the group. I'm gonna invite the trade over tonight to make a porn and post it in the group.
If you make a porn and post it in the group, I'm gonna kick you out.
Why everybody else is doing it?
Everybody
that don't mean you should be doing it, girl. What the fuck are you talking about?
Everybody will be kicked out the group.
I'm gonna make a porn with you.
Crash. Facebook will crash if she puts a video of her up.
Yeah, Facebook would crash. I wouldn't even have to kick nobody out. Facebook would crash.
It would, bitch. When I tell you that video was surfaced in every group, Miss Thing, and all over the place, Miss Thing, girls, the girls would get lives.
Kelly, you can never make a porn with me because I don't have 13.
Excuse me?
Oh. Hold on.
I can work with what you got. I can work with that little bit what you got.
Okay. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Private caller.
Shirley, you can never be a girl.
Thank you.
Hey, Kelly and J-Rock, I have a theme for y'all little video. It's going to be called The Little Elf That Could. And Kelly can be dressed up like Mrs. Claus. And J-Rock can be dressed up like an elf.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
You tried all of that.
Naima, you're back.
That's copyrighted.
You know what, Michi? You got nerve to be talking about anybody. You over there trying to
get
a man's bottom.
Hold on, you know what? One thing with me, I am comfortable with that, and I don't need to send pictures out to prove that, this sweetie girl.
You don't have to.
So
they can hear in your voice that you're dedicated about them.
Oh my god!
Wait a minute, what?
Hold on. Let me get.
So Naima, have you ever made porn?
Look at her. You tell me.
Two of them.
Ooh.
She tried to get down with T.S. Madison.
No, honey.
Oh.
Honey, I had to realize I have to keep my wholeness to myself. I can't be spread out and carrying on stuff like that, honey, because it's no shade. I have definitely, when living in New York, have gotten approached by the guy who take your pictures for Black T-Girl when I used to be out on 14th Street.
Sonny.
And the guy would come out there every now and then, you know it, and he really wouldn't date. He would pay you for, like, a conversation. He really wouldn't date. I've never known him to date anybody, but he would pay you for a conversation. But he really would try to get you out there to Long Island to his house to take those pictures for that website, honey. And I told him no on the two different occasions that he asked me. I was just like, uh-uh. Because it's just something to me about when you do stuff like that, and, like, you know, Jasmine has said and Kelly has said over and over again, those pictures will come back to haunt you. It's girls on there that didn't even have no bodies, no titties, that look fierce, and girls on there that got body and stuff like that still look fierce. And
yeah, look at that picture of Johnny for those fierce titties.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, that's what I was about
to
just ask.
Let me go
to Naima. Like, is that everybody I ever seen on that website, they all look trash and hard and, like, Rick, is that all you take pictures of? I have never seen just a really pretty, you know, body filled out. Is this like you take the pictures before your transition? Like,
it is? I'm going to tell you something, Tiffany. This is how he worked, right, that particular guy. If you had titties, because at that time I had titties. If you had titties, he'd pay you more money. If you didn't, I think you got, like, maybe about $500 or $800 or something like that, or something to that effect. It really wasn't that much. It was under $1,000. And those back in when he would come out there on 14th Street, it was Black Tea Girls was a hot thing. They was like, oh, girl, you going to, because I forgot what his name was, to go take your pictures, let so-and-so take your pictures in Long Island, or when the girls go out there to Westbury when they had their ass, they would
Tony
go there.
Tony
V, that's his name, yep. And when you and the girls always want to go out there to get that little quick $1,000 or that $2,000 or that $800, $500, whatever it is that he would give the girls. And sometimes he would cut up a hair with them too. But it was just that time the girls wanted that fast coin, and then they gag years later. You know, they may have gotten better or they may have gotten worse in their transition. And those pictures, they stay up there, and he will not take those pictures down.
I told y'all, mistake, bitch. He got about It's 6 to 7 dead girls still up there.
Mm-hmm.
Website.
He got dead people on there?
Those girls and went up to our Lord, baby, and their pictures are still up there with all their glory.
It sure is.
Oh, my Lord.
Lord have mercy.
That's something else. Hold on, y'all. We got a couple of callers. 917-863, you're on the air.
Oh, no, Natalie needs a new follower.
917-873-863, you're on the air.
I wonder if they want to do a porn with me. Carla, you want to do a porn?
Ew.
917-304, you're on the air.
Hey, Jasmine, it's Jahira.
Hey, Jahira, how are you?
I'm good. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Howdy.
Hey.
I guess I was just kind of calling to say hello, but to see if I could add anything to the conversation, because Jasmine actually knows that I used to work in porn. Not in front of the camera, but behind it. And I did that for a couple of years. I'm sorry? Oh, God, no. I started out because I was going to school at the time, and it was cold, and hoeing wasn't really lucrative. So I ended up getting involved with a roommate of an old house member of mine who actually owned his own company. And I started out doing a lot of promotional stuff online, but then I went on into writing copy, which is basically the stuff that you read on a website describing a scene. And then from there I went to writing actual scenes.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about how that all worked and the type of people you ran into.
I met a lot of people. Some of them were / are involved in ballroom. I was always kind of perplexed because, you know, gay porn is actually more lucrative than straight porn. Gay men, under the right company, can make more money per scene. And I mean, what I'm talking about is upwards of between $1,800 and $2,600 per scene, especially if you bottom, than cisgender heterosexual women make in a scene. But it seems as though, especially among, you know, gay men of color, they're content to settle for peanuts to do this kind of thing. I never really understood the Coco Dorm variety or the, you know, Breathe It Raw. You know, you're probably getting between $400 and $600 a scene there when the real money to be made is actually, well, porn mecca is Sherman Oaks, California.
Okay.
And that's where you get the real big dough. And what always perplexed me was how low people were willing to settle when they're asking for so much more. I mean, these guys, and I'll be honest with you, not all of them are getting tested. Although testing is mandatory in reputable porn sites, you have to be tested every month and before every scene. Some of these less reputable ones are not testing before you shoot a scene with them. And if you're talking about a 5-person gangbang or something like that, you're really putting yourself in danger. And if you're only doing it for like $700, I mean, how far can that really take you? So that, I mean, that was always a concern to me.
Wow. What do you feel personally that, you know, when you work for this company, you've seen these people, you know, you're bringing up the fact that these people, you know, just doing this stuff for peanuts and stuff. How do you feel that, you know, and like you said, you were involved with it back in the day. How do you feel that it affects people now? Like, do you feel that it can haunt them? It can, you know, fuck up anything else that they're doing in the future? What is your personal opinion on that? Even for the ones that's making like $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 or whatever, what do you feel about it now in the future? Like, what's going to happen to that person when they're 30, 40 years old or they move on to a bigger and better career? What do you feel about that?
It's a sword that cuts both ways, honestly. I feel as though we're living in a much more sex-positive time now than we ever were.
Mm-hmm.
I think that people are a lot more open and accepting of sexual practices. I think that slut-shaming has gone down a great deal in recent years. But at the same time, when you think of every porn actor that has ever existed from the dawn of time up until this point, you know, there's only one Jenna Jameson. There's only one Tara Patrick. There's only one Johnny Hazard. You know, there's the amount of people who
are able to segue into a mainstream variety of entertainment is really few and far between. So it's the kind of thing, you know, it's a short-term solution to a long-term issue. It really does depend on what your goals are. If they, you know, involve politics or children, you know, especially in the education system, teachers are being thrown out left and right at 30 and 40 and 50 years old for scenes that they did when they were 18, 19. You really have to be cognizant of what you're looking to get out of your life experience and then weigh that against the possibility of an immediate fix like an adult movie.
Mm-hmm.
You just made a very good point.
She did. She definitely did. She always does.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Jahira. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Please keep me on mute.
I will. Thank you. I wanted to touch up on something. We don't have any more callers. So before we change this up, can I at least get seven folks that I know? Bishop, why y'all got Bishop ranting and raving now? Come on, yeah.
Because then he's only good for 2 days. Then you know on that third day he has to act the fool. Well, he always seems to want to act the fool on Wednesdays.
Okay. Y'all need to, okay. Bishop, I'm sorry. That's them. It's not me. Just know it's not me, y'all. I mean, Bishop, honey. But I don't feel like being bothered with it either. I want to talk about sex. Why are you laughing?
Okay, girl, we're going to have that conversation after the show.
What happened?
I'm playing. Can we talk about I've been getting my hair from Korea for years.
We're going to talk about that in a minute, honey. We can be talking about that in a minute. I want to talk about the way technology changes and, like, something that Kelly brought up as far as, you know, people doing stuff. And if the girls knew what people would, you know, if the girls knew what they know, but like, yeah, I know what the fuck I'm trying to say. I want to talk about the way technology is fucking changing. Some of y'all may have seen it. I'm just finding out about it today. I didn't even know about it until today. Technology is changing so fast and rapid within our lives that you got to really sit down and think about, you know, like, what the fuck is our future is really, it's just like on the instant, it's like on speed dial. Everything is going by so fast. I watched a video today. And I know it has nothing to do with what we're talking about. So y'all can be like, well, where's she going with this? But it's just about technology. It's just about things changing so much. But my thing is, I watched a video today. Oh my God, with the sound effects.
That's not me. I must be Kelly over there.
Can y'all please mute your phone if you're doing something?
My phone been on mute the whole time, bitch. Don't do me.
I watched a video today from Amazon.com about a new thing that they have where you can place an order for something from them. I shop Amazon.com, you know, religiously. I love shopping through Amazon.com. I love their overnight. I subscribe to them. I think it's $79.95 a year, and I get to, you know, be a part of their videos, just like Netflix. I get overnight shipping for only $3, no matter how big the package is, so forth and so on. But Amazon now has this thing where they can deliver a package to you within 30 minutes, meaning that they will have, if your package is less than 5 pounds, they will have a drone, a robotic air drone, which is like those little airplanes, pick up your package from the warehouse and deliver it to your front door within 30 minutes. And that, to me, is not scary, but you're looking at the way technology is advancing so much now. And now I hear that the post office is going to be utilizing this. And once the post office and these shipping companies do it, next thing you know, we're going to see fast food probably doing it, pizza service and stuff. We're going to see these little robotic drones flying above our houses, dropping off packages. That's things that we used to watch in the movies when they had these little flying saucer drones flying around, surveying houses and people, and people would have to look into the cameras and stuff. We've seen this in a lot of sci-fi movies and things of that sort. But this is what we're actually seeing happen now. And to me, that is amazing that you can go online and order something from Amazon, a watch, some DVDs, a phone case, a new phone, a book, an iPad, an iPhone, anything, and it could be there to you within 30 minutes. I know it's a lot. It's still in the works. It's technical. Like, you would have to live within a 10-mile radius of an Amazon warehouse or a distribution center. But from what I'm hearing, Jason told me that they're actually even building one in his area. They're starting to build these Amazon distribution centers all over the place. So just imagine, you know, no more where we have to wait for it to come in the mail. It'll be in the mail 2 to 3 days, you know. You know, Kelly loves FedEx. You know, I can get it to you the overnight. You know, now it's no longer overnight. We can get it in like 30 minutes. And to me, that's like technology is just advancing so much. And it's like to the point where it's just kind of shocking. You know, maybe it has to do with my age. I remember back when it used to be this way. And like Kelly said, you know, the girls out there putting these pictures up or allowing these people to take pictures, you never know. But now everything is just right there at our fingertips, right there in front of us. And it's really, really, I don't want to say scary because it's beneficial to us, but it's really something to think about. What are your thoughts on something? And I want to ask Naima because, you know, I know how you are with stuff. But what do you think about stuff like that happening?
Well, you know, I've been trying to tell the girls about how it's the whole game that the system is playing. You know, people don't like when I use the other word, so I'll say the system. It's a whole game that the system is playing. It's really a game that's really this with your mind. It's really a mind warfare that's going on. But those drones, if anybody who's catching up with the news, and I'm not talking about the news like the CNBC and MSNBC and all those late girls that you know, owned by the powers that be, I'm talking about news that's on the Internet that tell you how these drones, how the powers that be have been using these same drones, killing these doggone innocent people over in other countries. And it's all a part of this whole NWO, you know, order that they're rolling out on people. You know, they make it seem like it's something so good, like, oh, you're going to get your packages, you're going to get this, you're going to get that, and they want everybody to go along with it. But the shade is really going to be is those things is coming to turn the girls. It's another form of communication to spy on the girls, to turn the girls. And I don't use it, I don't see it, I don't support it, none of that.
You
I know, because to me, anything that's taken, and I'm going to leave it after this, anything that's taken away from humans doing, interacting with you, you know, whether it's the mailman coming to you, or if it's the FedEx man coming to you, or if it's the UPS, you know, person coming to you, that's a job for them, that takes money from their family, that takes jobs away from them, and you're turning a society that was once a human society to like a cyborg, like robot society that you've seen in the movies like Terminator, where you have all of these, you know, like the show that's on Almost, I think it's called Almost Human or something like that, that's on Fox now or whatever.
Uh-huh.
You're turning mm-hmm. this society, you're seeing, you know, what these powers that be wants to that are rolling out, not want to, but they are rolling out on you. And that, to me, is going to cause the collapse in society. You take away these jobs away from these humans, these people that's been working for all this doggone long, and you turn it over to these robots, to these machines and shit like that, then what is people going to do? Now they're going to start robbing, they're going to start doing so many things just to put food on their tables. I could go on and on and on, but I just don't use it, bottom line.
Okay, so
you
could
have said that from the beginning. I just don't use
it. She actually
makes
sense.
No, she does. She really does make sense because
no, I know. I was just kidding
her,
but no, when I was watching all the news, so, parts of what she was saying is what some of the anchors were saying on the news also.
Yeah, and I agree because, like, we use it, like Jason was using an example of, like, when I brought up the whole, like, pizza delivery and stuff like that, Jason was, brought up the fact of, like, well, pizza people won't be getting robbed anymore and things of that sort, you know, when they deliver your pizza and stuff like that way. Because, you know, we got to look at sometimes in society, a lot of people are getting, you know, hurt over, you know, being a delivery person, especially in certain areas. People are getting shot, people are getting robbed, but now they won't have to worry about that. But then, of course, that's like in the hood. How are you going to feel in the hood with these little robots flying above your head and shit, delivering stuff? People are going to be shooting them down and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it could really turn into some type of hysteria. Hold on a second, I got a caller. 919-916, you're on the air.
Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Okay, I just called back in to say, first off, I work for UPS, okay, and I deliver packages. And, girl, if I lose my job to a robotic saucer flying through the air, girl, I'm going to be on the top of one of these buildings shooting them bitches down. It's no shade.
Shut up, nigga. You work for UPS.
It's no motherfucking shade. Kelly, girl, you know how us upstate girls do, honey. I will turn it, bitch, if I lose my job to a flying saucer girl.
Well, yeah, get your guns ready, honey. Get up on the roof.
They're going to replace all those UPS and FedEx workers, honey. The girls going to gag, Miss Day. But it's going to be fat. It's going to be fat for those girls that's out there doing that magic, Miss Day.
What this simply means is time for the kids to get out there and get educated. Because jobs that robots will not be able to take over, but you need to be educated to get into them.
Let me tell y'all something that you also need to think about along with them delivering the packages. You also have to think about this. Just like you got those geeks and those nerds that work for the powers that be that spy on us. I got another report that would gag the shit out of everybody, how they can spy on you, and you can have a computer in your house or a cell phone that's totally dead and a computer that's dead in your house that you didn't even never hooked up to the internet, and they can still spy on you with that. I'll post that in the room later. But anyway,
girl,
you will gag that how
Alex Jones, honey.
With the technology that just like the powers that be developed the technology for the robots to deliver that shit to you, there's other motherfuckers who are hackers who live their life just hacking and making things, drones for them own selves. You can see the videos everywhere all over YouTube. It could be a motherfucker, you waiting for a package or a drone, and you know, and it knock up on your doggone door or whatever the case may be, what's in front of your house, and you thinking that's your package. It could be something else that's coming in, bitch, killing you, shooting you, and then a whole bunch of motherfuckers come and rob you. I think it's a disaster.
Girl, put me back on mute, baby.
Huh?
Thank you, caller. I wanted to look for the I think it was in the room earlier, so if somebody could find it again and post it, please find it and post it. I'm looking for it, but I can't find the one that I found earlier. But
hold on, I got Jaddy's picture right here in my phone. I'll post it right there.
God.
Oh my God. Oh, Jasmine,
I
wanted to know. I wanted to know one thing. Where's your girlfriend at that was so gun ho and so pro Obamacare? And how I've like got something that I've been saying. How she keeps saying that shit that my information that I researched don't be true, and that it just be hearsay, and only her sources is true. And how I said in the beginning how this was a mistake, and the girls are going to be gagging, and this is what's going to cause people to gag come 2014. Where is she at now? Because since they've been saying it's all over the news now.
What is it all over the news? What is it?
About how now that he screwed up because he said that it's supposed to be an affordable care and people can't afford it, and how big corporations are now cutting people hours back, less than 40 hours, just so they don't have to be liable to have insurance with you through the Obamacare Act. Where's your girlfriend at now that was so for that a couple of months ago when she was like, oh, this is the best thing, and this, she's such a patriot and everything, honey? Where's she at now?
Girl, Miss Thing, why are you attacking that?
I'm right here.
But in reality, though, I think people do, like, it's a lot of people who cannot even afford to go to the doctor, and that's not right. So it should only be rich people that can go to the doctor. I mean, come on now. Everybody needs health care, Naima.
No, everybody does, but if you don't sign up for it, then how are you going to tax somebody who can't afford it? How are you still going to tax them? That doesn't make any sense. Okay, so I can't afford insurance, but yet and still, because I don't sign up for it, then you're going to tax me because I didn't sign up for it. I mean, come on, that's a tyrant. But that's a whole other show. I just want to know where's her girlfriend at, who was, you know, pushing it all up at everybody's face.
That's a whole other show. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, that's a whole other show, Naima. I don't know where she is.
Some motherfuckers give you free everything, honey. They pay you to even live there in Canada, honey. They pay you every year, honey, to live there like a stimulus package, honey.
They say in Canada, they give the girl sex changes, honey.
Well, maybe
Jasmine, we could talk it over this weekend or whatever like that, honey. I'll send you some stuff. We can talk it over because you know we go in. So
yes, let's go in. We going to have lunch.
Yes, honey, but I still want to know where's her girlfriend at.
Yes, her girlfriend.
I don't know where my girlfriend is, honey, but
girlfriend. Bring
for once, me and Naima on the same side.
Yeah, I need to stop because, in all honesty, I don't want to even, again, that's a whole nother topic.
Right.
But I do understand what you're saying, Naima, but Tiffany is 100% right. But I do understand what you're saying as far as people being taxed. But, you know, for people that do not understand, and I say this with a passion, health insurance is very, very important. And for some people, I'm even, like, I was on the phone with Kelly the other day, and Kelly's going through her motions, and she don't want to share too much, you know, because she feels that I don't want to burden you, and I'm the same token, I don't want to burden her, but we're both going through our own little things. It's different, but we're both going through it, and I kept telling her, you don't understand, this health insurance is driving me insane. You know, health insurance is very important that we have it, especially as we get older. The one thing that I will agree with all this stuff that is going on, is for people that have a health condition, be it diabetes, be it, anything, any type of pre-existing condition of what they call a pre-existing condition, and these big companies turn you down. They turn you down and say, we cannot give you any type of coverage because there is something wrong with you. But yet, you don't want to sign up and go to the government, like apply for Medicare or Medicaid, because then it's like, to me, I say that's selling your soul over to the devil, because they want to know everything about you, how much money you're making, how much money you got in the bank. They want to do everything to hold that against you. So who wants to go to that just to get some type of coverage? And even when they do help you, they're not helping you they're helping you for nothing, really with nothing. Especially depending on the state that you live in, like I just used Florida as an example, you're not getting any help from the government, but now you have the opportunity to apply for insurance where they can't turn you down at all. But again, that should be I believe it should just be your choice to do it. I don't believe it should be something that's going to be held against you. But I think, you know, everybody should have it. And especially if nobody's going to understand unless they're dealing with it. But again, that's just another topic. That's another show. That's another, you know, another avenue. But I just know it's a challenge. It's a challenge for all of us. It just definitely is a challenge. If you're young, you're probably not going to understand what we're saying or what I'm saying right now. If you're young, you're healthy, or you got your health, or you just don't give a fuck about your health, then this don't mean shit to you. But when you get older and you don't have that coverage, or you don't have that job that is going to cover it or whatever, then, honey, it's a mess.
Well, Jasmine, I know you want to be done with this, and I want to be done with this. Could I just make this one last little statement? I don't want nobody to hate me when I say this, but there's a method to my madness, if you allow me to say this.
Hurry up.
Okay. The whole purpose of health care and sickness and diseases and everything like that, you know, everything is about money, you know. Everything is about money, spending money, who can make money, who can make the most money. Pharmaceutical companies, the way that they make money and stay making money for generations and their children's generations and further on is to keep you sick, okay? That's why there is lack of nutrients in food that we eat and the fluoride and the poison in the air and everything. Everything is to keep you a slave to them. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to leave it at this. I want everybody who's listening on the phone, listening in the audience or whatever, you know, think about this. If money was never invented, if that wasn't the ruler of this world, you will be using your own mind. That's why I say a mind is a terrible thing to waste. You will be using your own mind to do any and every possible thing that you can for yourself. So you think about it. If money was never invented and it was never the ruler of this world and diseases was never a thing upon this planet, we wouldn't be going out here putting our money into charities and doing all of these different marches for cures for AIDS, for cancer and things like that, because we know that their money is only going lying in their pockets of the rich, and they're never going to give us, and they're never going to give people a cure. They're never going to give anybody a cure to anything, because to give you a cure, that will put them out of business. But just always remember that the power of the mind can do anything. Anything you want it to do, you just have to believe. We're in a planet where it's based off of total belief and perception. And if you just tell yourself, you wake up, if you just wake up this one day, you said okay. Oh, that was enough?
No, I'm just saying okay, like I agree with you, okay.
Oh, but I'm just saying, like, you know, to sum it up, just y'all think about it, like, if that was never the ruler of this world, your mind will be concentrated on other things. And Jasmine made a perfect point when she said, look at technology advancing, but humanity is getting dumber. Now, I need to ask yourself, why is that? And that's because of the medications, the pharmaceutical companies, everything that we're ingesting is making us dumber. We are dumbing down the society. But anyway, nonetheless, that's another show. But I just wanted to make that point.
Okay. Thank you, Naima.
You're welcome, please.
We have a couple of callers. We're still on the topic of porn. I just wanted to talk a little bit about technology and stuff like that. But we will start talking about some of our shows in a minute. Where did Shamika go? Because she's gone, and I don't know if she's on, if she's still there, but she didn't press 1. I don't see her number. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello? Yes, hi.
Hello?
I wanted to hi. I just want to talk about something which is dear to me. I want to talk about the slave trade, and I wanted to ask, how much do you think a white slave would go for, and how much do you think a black slave would go for?
757
Why you hung up on my master?
Oh, Jasmine, please bring master back home, please, master.
Because clearly a wife is not going to go for love because they lazy as fuck.
You're not letting 757-814 speak.
Welcome, Virginia.
Hello.
Hey,
hi.
Hi, how are you?
How are you? How can I help you?
Yeah, I was just wondering about the same question. How much would a wife stand go for? I mean, how is
See, the difference between you, hold on a second, the difference between that other caller and you is your numbers being released. So be careful what you say and how you say it, sweetie. So what is your question again, Virginia Beach?
Same question. How much would a white slave go for, and like what's the price range?
$2. I'll sell you my good old cracker that I got out up in the yard, honey. I'll sell you my cracker for 2 motherfucking quarters if you want to come to New York and get my cracker.
Well, before you sell anybody, honey, I'm going to sell you a good phone, honey, and get up off of that Cricket over there, Kelly.
Bitch, I'm on my motherfucking house phone, bitch.
So did you have a real question, Virginia Beach?
Battletoads.
Is that your only question, Virginia Beach?
Yeah, that's the only question.
Kelly, your phone is carrying. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Is it you again?
What? Hello, can you hear me?
We heard you the first time. Go ahead.
I guess me, huh? So, do you think a woman's slave would be more than a man's slave or less?
Yeah. So what are
these slaves around here is hanging low to the floor. You want to suck one of them and find out?
I hate racism, too, and I hate ignorance and all the rest of that bullshit, so we're not going to even tolerate it. Calvin, you're back. You're on the air.
Yeah, hello. I wanted to know what you thought about the Holocaust and if you thought that the Jewish slaves were much more than the black slaves. What do you think? Do you think that the Jews were worth more than the blacks?
I think
or what?
You're dumb.
Because blacks are niggers and they don't think very well. You know, the blacks don't have very high IQ. The Jews are much higher in IQ. And the blacks can only do manual labor.
So this is what we deal with, is a whole bunch of ignorant people. You know, I had to look at the numbers today because I had to send them out to an organization, and I looked at how many people really listen to the show. Y'all would literally gag at the hundreds of thousands of people that listen to this show. Compared to even 2012 to 2013, the numbers just keep building and building and building.
But
and
Jasmine, you know what it is, Jasmine? As you know, after 1 o'clock, sister, after 1 o'clock on the Blog Talk Radio thing, this show goes to the top of the list. So this probably like one of the only shows that's still on. So that's why those motherfucking assholes is calling in now.
Yeah, I was really about to say that. This isn't going to happen.
You know, speaking of numbers, Jasmine, what was the numbers when it was Tony and that late child reading, and then me and you reading Mark and then Callie and stuff like that? What was the numbers of that show? Because you said that show was the numbers was like carrying.
Yeah, they definitely they go up. Hold on a second. No, Shady McGrady, honey. It is 2015. If you are a subscriber, they did release it. You know, that it's already in the works and stuff. That's why they're building all these distribution centers and stuff, honey. It ain't something that's going to happen in 20 years, honey. It's going to happen really quickly. Hold on. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
do you think a dog slave?
Your mother. Private call, you're on the air.
Oh. Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
No, how are you?
How can I help you, sir?
Why don't they oppose slavery in Africa, like Mali?
Private caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm just calling to say you get the devil.
You said what?
I said I'm calling in to say what's up to Kelly.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
Inbox Kelly, honey. Kelly is just a child. Thank you, caller, honey. I ain't got time for that either.
No fan mail tonight, Miss Kel.
Yeah, hit me
no
up on Instagram at Big Sexy Miss Rahi. I'm on Instagram,
yeah,
and I'm on Twitter, and I'm on Vine.
Yeah,
at Big Sexy Miss Rahi.
Yeah.
And she's on Viagra.
You told me to inbox you?
Yeah.
No, bitch, not you.
Oh, shut up. I'm trying to get you.
I got to take care of
Naeem, I have a question. Naeem, I do have a question for you. It's came in my inbox. The girls want to know, do you take Viagra?
Oh, shit.
You don't take much. You don't need no Viagra, Miss Day. Viagra's for the girls that moan, Miss Day.
I haven't had the moans in years, honey. What I need Viagra for? You trying? You probably wanted to know that your damn self, you bottom. Always try me,
Miss
Bitch. Don't get the shit slapped out of you in person when I catch you.
Girl, you will never. You will never. Ever.
I'm here.
Calvin, why do you think it's a bad idea with Amazon?
Because, well, I mean, there's just too many cons and not enough pros yet. I mean, you have to think that, you know, satellite signals can be blocked. So in the middle of your delivery, your package could drop in the middle of nowhere. They may not be able to see around buildings and stuff, so they may get hit in the buildings, and then like your package is somewhere else. How are you even, like, they can't ring the doorbell, so what do you have to call to make sure that the person is home first before you can actually...
Well, Calvin, you said that's the same thing some of the reporters were saying on the news, which that it could get dropped off at the next door neighbor house or anything, and you wouldn't know, because the drone is going to drop it off and then keep it moving.
Exactly.
Well, let's think realistically now, seriously. Let's think realistically. I know where, you know, I live. Like, for example, when you place an order, because of the way technology is and the apps on your phone and stuff, when you place an order for, like, let's say pizza or Chinese or something like that, you place your order through an app. It tells you that it's ready. It tells you that the driver is there. It even gives you, like, GPS timing that the driver will be at your door in X amount of seconds. I mean, X amount of minutes or so. So sometimes you don't even have to wait for the door to ring. You'll get an alert popped up stating that the driver is there. I'm sure this thing is not ready right now, 2013, as we go into 2014. It says that it'll be ready. It can be ready as early as 2015. We see technology changing every single day. I notice it all the time, the way I ordered pizza or Chinese food last year compared to the way I order it now. It tells you right then and there. You know, when somebody's coming to your door, you know, you get alerts and stuff. You know, it's no more people ringing your doorbell. You know, if you have surveillance cameras in front of your house, your phone can go off or something like that. You can look at your phone and program your alarm system and things of that sort. You can look at your house through an app on your phone. And again, that's all stuff that we've been seeing within the past year or two. So imagine what's going to happen in the next year or two. So I'm sure that with these drones and stuff, it may not be as advanced as we say. It's going to be a lot of hiccups. It may be only in those rural areas where there's not a lot of buildings and it's just houses and stuff like that, or maybe the houses are apart. But I definitely see something like that working. You know, again, we have to think realistically.
I mean, I can see it working as well. And like you said, it would just have to take a test trial. Like, it would have to be something that is tested over the years. Like, in the beginning, airplanes, you know, it just they didn't just fly across the world. So, I guess I'll tell you.
I was even telling Kelly this earlier, I mean, Jason this earlier. A relative of mine just recently got married in the Dominican Republic. And I got shocked because when I looked at the video of the wedding, they had an air drone that videotaped the whole wedding. And the camera on the air drone flew around the whole wedding as far as it being shoulder length to flying above the wedding. I mean, it was so beautiful. It was beach and everything. But you would think that they're doing this in the Dominican Republic, and these videographers now are videotaping these weddings and events with these camera drones, and this is what's happening now over there in the Dominican Republic, not here in the States, but over there. Could you imagine, you know, what's going to happen in the near future? You know, when they're videotaping stuff, it's not going to even have to be helicopters flying above houses and stuff. They'll have these air drones doing this. So, I mean, it's just a lot to think about the way we see this. And again, if we're, God willing, if we're around next year and we're talking about this show, you know, the same topic or whatever, we'll be gagging at the way shit is happening. Kelly knows.
But you know
what,
Jasmine, I'm telling you, they market like that. They put out all of these good things that it could be used for and everything, all the while putting people who used to have these jobs, like I said, delivers you, and like you just said, with the pizza and stuff like that. These are jobs that people rely on to put food on a table. People, you know, they need it to survive, you know what I'm saying, their jobs, no matter how much it's paying, they need it in this struggling economy. You mean to tell me
You're 100% right, I'm sorry. Hey, Ballroom Beatmaker, he said hi to Laomi, Kelly, and Jasmine. Hi, sweetie. Naima, you're 100% right, but Bishop hit it on the nose. Michi hit it on the nose when he said it, that's why we have to start realizing that the way technology is and the way this world is advancing, even though it may be for the wrong reasons, and you may be right, it may be for the wrong reasons, but that's when we as a community need to step up. We need to step up and find those careers and advance in those places where they can't change or they can't take over, because as we see, this is what's happening. As we see, they're finding ways to not utilize certain things anymore, but there's still jobs out there that are still open that a computer can't do. They're having surgery now. I ain't going to let everybody know my business like that, but they're having surgery now where it's not going to take 9 and 10 people to standing over you and doing the surgery anymore. It's going to take a doctor to sit behind a computer and use robotic arms to go in there and do the surgery. I know this.
I just seen it on New York ER. They were doing something to a guy's heart, and it was, I mean, of course there was other doctors around or other patients, or, I mean, students, but all he had was two robotic arms, and he was inside looking at a computer screen while he was inside that person.
Yeah, but if we look at it how it was 5 or 10 years ago, you know, you needed this one scalpel, this one knife, this one. One is drying it off. One is catching the blood. One is passing this. One is passing that. And you got a whole bunch of people in the surgery room. But now it's not even like that no more. That's just the way it is. That's the way of the world. You know, it's just going to happen. So we got to think about what jobs are out there, what careers are out there that these computers can't replace right now. I don't know. Is a robot going to be able to do our hair? Is a robot going to be able to do our makeup? Is a robot going to be able to do, you know, these are just things that we need to look at.
That's why a lot of people said that they were in, that they're starting to get careers that robots can't take over.
like there are certain careers out there that a robot just can't do, so a lot of people are focusing on them careers.
Mm-hmm. That's really
IT is
to think
one
about.
Of them.
What is
you know
it?
What? If everything's about robotics, then honey, get involved with IT, get involved with computers and stuff, because somebody got to run those robotics. That's something that we all need to think
but
about.
But
that's why
IT
I've
is so much
behind
involved,
a computer
though.
Screen.
But with IT, it's so much more than just a robot. It's so much more involved in everything. Like that's what I'm in now. I'm in the IT field. And so, like, I'm just so in demand to where even when the whole layoff came, the cutbacks came, they came back and they realized, like, no, like, we need him back. And but not only there, but they put me in a whole other position and gave me more money to come back. So, you know, and it's still in IT because it's still needed. The machine can only do and provide so much. You still need that quality assurance. So those are fields to get into. Those are fields you can get into with just having general office skills or administrative skills. I only went to college for 2 years. I did not graduate, but I started in the corporate world young, and I built my way up. But what I did was when I went in there, I didn't just learn my position, but I learned anything else around me that they allowed me to learn. Because learning and knowledge is power in any corporate office field. And when you sit there with at round tables and talk like you know what you know, even though they may be looking or you don't know what they're thinking, they really like, okay, yeah, we need them.
We have 5 minutes left into the show, so please call in and press 1. I mean, call in if you want us to continue to listen to the show. We only have 5 minutes left before we go into record mode and we start talking about our TV shows. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello, man.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, man, how are you, man?
Private caller, what? You're on the air, child.
Hey, man, how are you, man?
What?
How are you
doing, girl?
How are you? Man. Oh, well,
and I'm not a man, girl. Okay, child, we're not going through all that. We're not going through all
that stupid people.
Y'all
going to
make me read ya.
Again, about these whole drone things, what about other airplanes or other aircraft that can't see something as small as a drone? You know, I know it may not go as high as the airplane, but there probably are ones that may do. And then, like, I mean, it's just, I don't know. I think it would just be fucked up because if something else that's, you know, technological doesn't mess it up, I think human beings would end up messing it up.
I definitely know that it won't go as high because, I mean, we have people who fly helicopters and fly kites and things of that sort. So I don't think it'll be that high. You know, I'm sure they know what they're doing. And if the United States Post Office is looking to do the same thing and these packaging companies are looking to do the same thing, I'm sure it's going to be lucrative. And I personally think it'll be something beneficial to a lot of us. And, you know, in the beginning we may not, because we don't like change, sometimes it's hard for us to adapt to change. I think we're going to all find it very difficult to understand in the beginning. But, at the end of the evening, bitch, you know how we are. When we want something right then and there. We don't want to wait for it.
I mean, I'm sorry for cutting you off. Just think about it. They have technology now where hunters can set up guns in the woods, and they don't have to be out in the woods. They can be at home looking at it on a computer and use the computer and do all their hunting.
Right.
Right.
I think it'll just be bad enough to put one of them tubes that people got at banks, some air suction tubes, put them all through houses and shit like that. That way you ain't got to worry about it. Just send it through the tube and it comes right on in.
Then you're going to have people in your house.
Huh?
I just don't use it. Those same drones that's delivering your package is going to be the same ones that's out here shooting them people over there in them other countries. People better wake up and get into it, honey. They're going to kill your ass riding down the damn highway, honey.
They do. Yeah,
okay,
they
we got 2 minutes into the show. Where is Shamika? Because
I
know she wants to talk
about what kind of porn y'all like. We never talked about that.
Oh, that said we weren't going to get into that.
Well, I plead the fifth on that one.
601-341, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up? What's up, everybody?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, this is Justin.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, Justin.
I'm good. Look, I just, as far as the technology thing, what's crazy is people want the advancements in technology, but when they start looking into things that they're, the technology starts to replace, they start getting apprehensive about it. But yet, they, at the same time, they want those conveniences that technology brings forward. You know, people want to be able to be on the go and not have to be tied down to a computer or have a bag around a laptop, so they wanted the cell phones. Things in this new, I guess, millennium going into the next generation are going to be all about being mobile and being able to do things without being tied down, because most people don't have time for it. Most real working people don't have time to be, you know, waiting for an order or waiting for a shipment or stuff like that, which kind of ixnays out, like, people who have menial labor jobs, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, some people do, they don't have the forward education to do all the things that, you know, other people do. But my thing is this, to all the young people, what you're looking at now is the fact that you need to better yourself to prepare yourself for this, for the future. Because when you're 35 or 40 years old and you're just barely making minimum wage, be honest with you, it's not going to cut it. You know what I'm saying? You can't survive off of that. And that's being real. And that's basically where it's going. Like, the job market right now, if you want a pretty decent, good job, you at least have to have a two-year degree. To a certain degree, you have to have at least that. And because if you're not, they're not even really trying to hire you. You know what I'm saying? That's like a no-out bet. But, you know, I understand Naima's point to a degree, but, you know, I've been waiting around for American Horror Story personally to discuss that. But as far as the technology topic that you guys are discussing. Hello?
Well, I we're going to talk about American Horror Story right now, but I do want to bring up one thing, and I do want to go to a caller, but I want to bring up one thing that Justin said. Things keep changing. Just remember, and I don't know, I may be talking about, you know, age and stuff with this, but I remember when I was young and we used to have to go to the bank with my parents, with my mom or with my grandmother and stuff. There was no ATM machines back then.
Nope.
When you wanted to get cash, you had to go stand on the motherfucking line and wait to take out $100, even if it was 100, even if it was 40. You had to stand on line and go to a teller. Now we have the technology where we don't even have to go inside to see the teller anymore. We can just take our phone and take a picture of the check, and it will deposit into our account instantaneously. Look at how things have changed. Isn't that a benefit to us that we don't have to go drive, get out the car, find parking, stand on a line to go to some nasty-ass teller that don't know what she's doing just to cash the check for her to say, oh, you don't have the right ID, oh, your ID expired, oh, I need two forms of ID, Now we have the opportunity just to, in a matter of minutes, just take a picture of it and it's there. Or, again, technology, where we have direct deposit. You know, so just look at the things. It helps us in so many ways. Unfortunately, it does cut off jobs for those tellers, those security guards that are in the banks and things of that sort. But, again, it benefits us. But, again, we can talk about this another time. Let me get to one more caller, and then we will talk about American Horror Story. I'm not going to mute you, Justin. I'm going to keep you right here. 347-651, you're on the air. What did you say?
I said if we all just go out there and sell our bodies, we could have a lot of money.
What? Okay.
Who needs degrees? Okay. Why have a degree? So most of the time, people get a degree and don't even got jobs. So I say there's jobs for everybody if they just go and suck some dick.
Well, I don't want to go there.
Why
I'm
not?
Sorry. Because
I ain't got time to
do
all that.
If we're gonna do it for free, we might as well just get paid for it.
I'll head back. I'm celibate.
I mean, but no, you're supposed to make
you
your life to the point where you don't
OMG.
Have to lay on your back to do that. You lay
Listen,
on your back because you want to.
Everyone sits there and gets a degree, go to college for like
oh
5 years, and it's no job. And,
so,
you know,
I mean,
they're out there fucking
and
sucking for free.
You going to go off for the rest of your life? You can't
go
off
for the rest of your life. This is not something that's just happening that's just happening now. I could definitely, I'm not a definitely agreeing with her about the hoeing thing, but I remember back in the days when I was young and my grandmother put my aunt through school for motherfucking 8 years, bitch, and my aunt had all these fucking degrees and she came out of fucking college and could not get no fucking job or nothing.
That's true.
It's so true. Like, what I'm just saying is that a lot of listen,
but
I'm not knocking anybody that
and they have no direction about what they want
no,
to do
no.
in their life in general. So that's what happens. You go to college, oh, I'm going to go to college and everything, all my answers are going
to
be solved.
People say go to college and get more knowledge, but at the end of the day, you know, you're going through all of that, and I'm not knocking anybody. I just feel like in the situation that everybody's in now, like, we have to make money. It's
so how
not
much money you make selling that? How much money you make?
I mean, I make a decent amount. Enough to pay my bills and to feed myself.
I mean,
so what happens when you're 40 years old?
Right.
When I'm 40 years old, old men need love too, don't you think?
Bitch, they been doing motherfucking this sex trade's been around since the 19 motherfucking hundreds, and it ain't going no place, it ain't going no place then, and it ain't going no place now. Pussy is pussy, bitch. Young pussy, old pussy, snapback pussy, pussy is pussy. A nigga gonna buy some motherfucking pussy.
Right. Every listen. When I'm old, I still want to suck dick, even when my teeth is all out. Like, I think it's the best head ever.
Okay. Oh, well, thank you so much, caller. Thank you so much, caller. I really appreciate that. But that if that's what you do, then God bless you, sweetie.
I can definitely vouch for that girl. Yes, gums is definitely better, honey.
I know, Kelly.
Can I say something real fast about those drones? The girls that's crafting, honey, is going to live for those drones, honey. You could get that shit in 30 minutes, steal somebody's credit card, and get that package delivered in 30 minutes. Bitch, y'all bitches better live for this shit, honey.
Girl.
I mean, with
you know how many motherfucking drones, Miss State, the girls have at their house, Miss State, from different websites?
when those drones are taking pictures of you, when all that shit happens, you know that they always change it up. Before, in the beginning, it'll be them just dropping it off. Next thing you know, they're going to have to sign. You're going to have to sign for that shit, and that drone going to be taking camera shots and everything of you, bitch.
Well, we have
to get into the tonight's topic.
Okay.
We got to get into change the topic. Hold on, let me get to this one caller, and then we are going into American Horror Story. 832-491.
It's just me. I'm back.
Oh, hey, Prada. Okay. All right, y'all, let's change it up. So for you guys, I know that a lot of you do not listen to the show. I mean, watch the show, American Horror Story.
And on that note, whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. I love you all, and love me, and have a good night.
Thank you so much, sis. Anybody else that didn't watch American Horror Story, you can say your good nights now.
Mm-hmm.
Jason, J-Rock, Melissa, Michi, Kelly, I'm put you over there. Calvin, did you watch it yet?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Justin, Naima, do you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it. Mm-hmm.
Did you watch it? Okay. And Prada. Anybody else that wants to talk about tonight's topic? Where is Shamika's gone? I think we lost her. Shamika, if you're there, press 1 because I don't see you or we lost you. So who wants to start the recap with American Horror Story? Jason? Who wanted to do it? Justin, Jason, anybody?
I mean, tonight's episode was, like, off the chain. I have to give it credit. They came back with a bang. They kind of let you see Fiona going through her whole situation with cancer and what she was basically going through in general as far as what type of cancer she had.
Mm-hmm.
It really was kind of crazy seeing her at a weakened state kind of initially when you started with episode out. But as it progressed, I just love me for Fiona. I just love it. My personality.
Tonight, you know who I live for more than anything, though? Miss Myrtle was giving me everything tonight. Miss Myrtle and her shade, she was giving me everything. When she was around that motherfucking room reading Fiona, bitch, from the things that she was saying, to even when Miss Singh, she thought she was already dead or whatever, she was stealing the jewelry. She was so classical tonight. I got my life from Miss Myrtle. Even when she said her little thing about the hair, bitch, how did she say it?
I've
been getting bundles from Korea for years or some shit like that. Gagging at her. Oh my God, I was gagging. And then, but tonight they did not filter anything out. Why, Miss Motherfucking, that the neighbors next door, what she did to her son?
That was horrible.
She put Ajax in the enema bag. Oh my God. Oh my God, I gagged.
You're not fully clean unless your Ajax fully clean.
She's trying to kill him from the inside out.
She said it starts from the inside. Like, you got to clean the inside, bitch. Oh, my God, that was just so much.
That boy's asshole was on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what did you guys think about the indecisiveness about who the Supreme is? Because didn't Nan say she was the Supreme, too? Or something like that, when she was running to get out of the house or something?
She wants to be the Supreme, but the state of the matter is, if you have any kind of sickness in the beginning, you're usually not the Supreme. That's why they said that, what's her name, with the high blood pressure couldn't be the Supreme, the one that got killed, her neck slit.
But, with Down syndrome, because, she's not sick, she just has Down syndrome. Does that make me, that's the only part that I'm not pretty much understanding.
That's actually a chemical imbalance, Down syndrome. That's something chemically in her. Like, I guess they're looking for somebody that doesn't have any type of rickety cricks going on. But believe it or not, sometimes people, like autistic people or like other people who got, like, they call them special, really be like, have special abilities. But, they're just outcasts.
Fully functional, whatever. I mean, she just has visible trace of it. I mean, other than that, she looks really functional. I mean, shit. But
did that door open, or did she open that door with her mind?
She opened the door with her mind because she didn't put her hands on that door at all. And
that's what I thought.
She's never done anything like that, and that's the only part that was kind of weird.
I said this a long time ago that I wouldn't be surprised if she was if y'all know anything, and now I'm going to get technical with you, if y'all know anything about Ryan Murphy, he's the one who does the show, also does Glee and other shows that I know that he has done and stuff. I don't know what it is about him. I don't know, if it's somebody in his family or something like that, but he's always catered to you know, people with disabilities and things of that sort, like Naima said, special, you know, people that are special and stuff. You know, he had the Jason, do you remember the girl on Glee? What was her name? I can't remember.
The cheerleader?
She had Down syndrome. She had Down syndrome. She was with the coach. She was one of the cheerleaders,
but she had
Down syndrome. Becky. Ryan Murphy always, you know, caters to, you know, girls with Down syndrome. I don't know, maybe he has someone in his family like that or so. And, he, you know, with season one, the girl that's on Coven now, she was in season one. Of American Horror Story. And then last season there was a different girl that had Down syndrome. I don't even know if that was considered Down syndrome, but there was a special, you know, a girl that was on it. So I wouldn't be surprised if this girl maybe does turn out to be the Supreme based on Ryan Murphy's history of girls, I mean, with people, you know, with, you know, that are special. But, you know, I don't know. We'll see where it goes with it. I don't think it would be the obvious. Like, at first I was thinking it was, you know, the girl with the, I keep forgetting her name, Miss Thing, that, you know.
The one that put the tongue back in his mouth.
Yeah, yeah. No. I don't know. I don't know. I don't think it's her. I don't think it's Misty. I love Misty, though. I really love Misty. They keep calling her Swamp Witch.
Misty's whole character is unique.
But when y'all gagging at Gabby when it first came on,
you saw what now?
I thought Gabby was dreaming. I thought that was a dream. I didn't know that was real.
She was so fancy, though.
Yes, she was. Yes, she really, really was. I gagged. So what do you think is going to happen now that Miss Thing, you know, what happened at the very end?
When the head part made me just like, I was just like, wow. But I think that what's going to happen is Fiona is going to just pull everybody together, and they about to really battle this bitch, you know, I guess this in the hood. They about to go to war with Marie. That's going to be interesting to see, because really, you have four or five witches, I mean, in the coven, and if you get everybody together, and I guess it would be a unique thing going on, but it's just Marie by herself. And I guess you haven't seen anybody else with Marie except for, like, Queenie and probably whoever, the other black chick that was with her. And that's basically it. So it'll be interesting
to
see.
That is true. Like, she has no army to back her up.
Except for the army of data to call them, but if you got the other little girls that can cancel that out if she really, I guess, learns what she was doing.
Well, that bitch can't call her dead, so maybe the dead is her army. I don't know.
Well, she is very powerful, honey, so it'll definitely be something else, you know, to see where it goes. What do y'all think about Miss Thing's husband, you know, and everything that he's doing? They look like they serve him next week, though.
Next week it looks like he just caught up. It looks like he got caught in a bad situation because and Marie got that voodoo curse on him. He threw.
Because
it looks like she's serving him. It looks like, you know, like now it's like out, you know, now she touched a bullet. She knows that this motherfucker that she was married to is killing, trying to kill the witches and stuff. You know, it's like I think next week they're going to really get his motherfucking ass.
Yeah,
he haven't run. He haven't killed nobody. Besides that one redhead girl, he haven't did his job.
She said that he killed like five already, but they didn't show you all them. Remember when he was supposed
to get rid of everybody?
Ain't killed like the people that she want him to kill. He ain't doing what he's fucking.
Yeah,
on.
She said, you know, kill them all now, and he's still not able to do it. Like, why was? I don't know, but.
And is
that good?
Did she kill the girl that could bring people back to life? Did she kill her?
She passed. Every time she does it, I think she, like, passes out or something.
Yeah, she does pass out and stuff like that. I don't think she killed Misty. Misty, I live for Misty. I hope nothing happens to her. I live for her. But I think with Kathy Bates' character, you know, I think hopefully they'll, because I actually like Kathy Bates' character. I think they'll probably, you know, next week probably try to get the body. And now we know that, you know, like Misty and the swamp mud can, you know, heal the girl. So they'll probably put that, you know, stuff on them, on her to heal her, to put her neck back on, you know, her head back on her body. And hopefully she'll, you know, she'll be normal again, you know,
but
for whatever it's worth.
What if Fiona uses Misty, like, you know, the counselors, whatever is real, is ravaging Fiona. What if she uses Misty to bring her back from the dead when she dies, and she just, you know, becomes undead and stuff, and that doesn't die? That means she'd be a supreme forever. That would be crazy. That's a
lot right.
that I was thinking about.
What do y'all think about this whole, what's that girl named sharing that boy with that other girl?
Now, that was interesting.
And now
Madison.
Misty upset because the child said he loves her. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, she was over
not
that,
Misty,
honey.
Madison. Yeah, Madison is over it.
She was hurt.
I mean, Madison was over it when that bitch walked in. What was her name? Whatever her name is, walked in and kissed her man. She was over it then.
Oh, yeah, you talk about tonight how she said, oh, please. She said, we're going to have sex later or something like that, she said to her.
Mm-hmm.
Right. She was already over.
Couple relationships never work out because somebody always ends up jealous.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, that was the best option for her because she couldn't re-kill the already dead boy. So now she got to find somebody else.
She over, honey. She having sex with everybody, honey. She heard him say that she loved him and she was evil. She said, oh, no, he didn't. I'll chop his ass up, honey.
Delphine's head back on her body, though.
But since she came back to life, do she still have her powers? Because it seems like the only thing she knows how to do is fuck.
She's a whore.
But she
said
that
she
her powers were.
She had the power to make stuff, to move stuff and all that. But I ain't seen, well, now she ain't done nothing but fuck since she been brought back to life.
Because she's
winning. They brought the butler back. They brought the butler back.
What is he still there for? Like, he's really having no purpose but fucking the other bitch.
She can't listen. Jason, don't you understand that she's an ostitute frog?
I like the way Spalding came, though, and the way, you know, the way he was reading about it and helped Fiona get back on her feet. You know,
he gave her the antidote.
I wanted her to die. I just wanted her to die.
Why?
I mean, she's all right or whatnot, but she did a lot of evil shit. I really wanted, like, no, I don't know. Maybe I wanted, I don't know. Like, I just wanted her dead, and then the rest of them just come band together, and then, like,
think about it. This is the thing. Out of everybody that's on the show, as far as the witches are concerned, she is the only bitch in the whole show. The one that I guess you could say that's the shit starter, the person that's going to throw the first punch, she's the one. Everybody else is kind of laid back. They don't know what to do. And Cordelia's blind at the moment of the show, I guess, this episode. So, you know, nobody else has that type of power. So if you take her out, then they really would be screwed then. Who, you know, you wouldn't have any way to fight whatever Marie is doing. So that
right.
really
like,
wouldn't lie about it.
I like Cordelia. I just don't like her mom. And I didn't like Misty at first either, but now I actually like her.
Yeah, I love Misty.
Well, wasn't it crazy how the X-Men just left her?
Right. He was like, you're dying.
Was
and I was like, that.
But I think that was a flashback, though. He don't think he left her for real.
Myrtle was reading to the point in her head.
Yeah, Myrtle was reading to the point that Fiona saw what she was talking about, and it was like, ooh. She's right, you know what I'm saying? And she kind of gagged. That's why she went on and took them pills.
But how did that escalate from her having her in the beginning to her being bald and everything within that short little bit of time?
Because the thing about it, Fiona's hair has been falling out since she met the X-Man. So
right.
She knows at some point this state in the cancer that she's going to be bedridden. She's going to be sick to that point. And Myrtle just played on what she knew was going to happen. And in Fiona's mind, she had already had that insecurity on the inside. So that's why.
Okay, so she really wasn't bedridden. It was just her mind getting fucked with.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Bishop.
I'm going to let y'all know something. Do y'all believe that it might be wizards and warlords also on this series? because that boy that she's doing it to, that boy that both of them doing it to, he might be a warlord. You never know. He might. They might turn him out to be a warlord.
You mean a warlock?
Yeah, warlock.
I saw a post earlier today, and I forgot to copy and paste it. The black man that played on the black man that played on The Wire and a couple of other shows, he's coming to that show as Papa something. I forgot what the name is, but he's coming to the show as Papa something. So he may be coming to that show as a voodoo priest.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. I agree with you.
I agree with you. It definitely probably, well, as we do know with voodoo, there are a lot of voodoo priests out there.
Yeah.
So I can see that happening. But, Bishop, you're right. Just like with voodoo priests and male, you know, male witches and stuff like that, the warlocks, they may be male, you know, male witches out there, warlocks and stuff.
Not to cut you off, but if you remember when they called the council meeting and they were confronting Fiona, the little short guy that was with them, they called him
that little queen.
At that time. Yeah, that's what they were saying. So there are in the studies that just, I mean, this is focused on the women at that point.
I mean, is it just me or when you see a male warlock, I just think he's gay. Like he's always in some long ass robe, always. You know, I mean, it's just, I like the witches better. I think they're more fierce.
But you know what? They gonna put it together with. See, it may be some ghouls. I mean, some ghouls. What I'm talking about, like people that, you know, that look kind of deformed, but they ain't deformed. They look in human presence, like that boy. I keep on looking at that boy. You see how that boy beat the hell out of his mother and killed his mother?
I think, but you know how he got like that, Bishop.
I know how he got like that, but somehow or another, and I'm going to let you know something about Fiona's hair. Her hair, I bet you somebody cursed her. I'm telling you, somebody might have cursed her, put a root on her, and gave her cancer. I seriously believe it.
The way Fiona smoked them cigarettes, it wouldn't surprise me if she had cancer. So, you know.
Right. I feel like I'm in a Twilight Zone when I listen to Bishop. It's like, damn.
No. But I'm telling you, I seriously believe it. I really, really, really seriously believe that someone put a root on her to where she had got cancer, even though she smoked, she did whatever she did. I'm seriously believe
but,
that someone
but,
put
it,
it
this rule on.
It would make sense.
I understand what you're saying, Bishop, and it might be true. But one thing I like the way the show is going is they're still showing you that these witches, even though they do have these powers and stuff, they're not like mutants or they're invincible. They still can die. They still can have health conditions. They still can have disabilities. You know, you can get burned. You can become blind. You know, you can, you know, have Down syndrome and stuff. So maybe her cancer is legit because of the lifestyle she lived of drinking and smoking for so many years. Maybe it is a legit sickness that she has, but you're right.
Yeah.
You may be right also. Maybe somebody did do something with it.
Or her powers could increase. Because you notice her daughter got blind, she could not, when she got blind, her powers increased it. Like, she could see what people were thinking. She could see what people, well, not what they were thinking. She would see the past and the present. She could see the past of what they did. And she started like, dang, I'm starting to see the past. I can still see. So I think her powers increased.
They always say that when we lose one of our senses, other senses enhance.
But see, the only thing about it, they never did show what Cordelia's powers were. The only thing that they showed was that she could do potions and spells and stuff like that. But they never showed her using whatever her unique gift was. So
right, I was just about to say, what if she like blows us all out the water and comes on to actually be you know, the next Supreme, because honestly, she has no health issues except for the fact that she's lying. But everything had just heightened up now, and we don't know exactly what her powers are now.
Mm. And you think her mama did that to her? Somebody brought up that she couldn't have kids before, but maybe it wasn't that she couldn't have kids. I think somebody said this before. It wasn't that she couldn't have kids. She just couldn't have kids with him because he was the enemy the whole time. So, right. You know, you never know what kind of gift she does have. So, that, you know, I love the show. You know, I think I love right. Cordelia, too. I love her. You know, I love her character as well. You just never know where it's going to go. I'm, like, mm-hmm. really enjoying it. Somebody asked me really quickly earlier, and I am so sorry, and I hope you're still listening. Can we talk about The Walking Dead? Really Ooh. Quickly, just to change this up a little bit. Did anybody watch The Walking Dead last Sunday?
I caught it. I had DVR'd it, and I caught it. I will say that was the most interesting. It was real interesting how everything played out. I'm tripped out that he killed the old dude. The governor tried to play all of them. He really tried to play them. And it's funny how some people can speak to people and influence them to do crazy stuff like that. Because he had them in like two episodes and had them ready to go to war with a tank.
Yeah. How many people watched Walking Dead besides Justin and Jason? Anybody else watch it? I guess not. That's why it's kind of hard to talk about it. But I'm just going to say it really quickly for people that are listening or whatever. I know y'all asked me to talk about it, and I forgot. I should have said it earlier. But, yes, this Walking Dead episode was really phenomenal. It was crazy. I hate that Herschel died, but we knew in the previews and in the promos and stuff, because it was the mid-season finale,
yeah.
that somebody, you know, we were gonna lose people. I gagged at the way Herschel died, though. I didn't think that, you know,
too.
They would do it. and that's another thing they brought up is, you know, the baby. Is the baby dead? Is the baby not dead? So forth and so on. If you go based on the comic book, because I read the comics as well, in the comic book, a lot of the stuff that's happening on the show, some of it does happen, but it happens in a different format and stuff. But in the comic book, in illustration 48, the governor did try to take over the prison just like this happened, but the baby did die during that battle. And, you know, the baby died because the mother, Lori, who already died in many episodes last season, she got shot by the governor and her body fell on the baby and crushed it. So the baby did die in the comic. And, the story still lived on. So I don't know, maybe for the viewers, they didn't want to show the baby being dead or eaten or crushed or whatever. They just showed a bloody, you know, carrier or whatever. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. We'll see where it goes. But the last time we saw the baby was with the little girls. And how many people gagged when the little girl, you know, the girls had guns and shit, those little girls, and Miss Singh blew that bitch in her head. I gagged when I seen that.
So, I mean, that's the only part that was kind of shocking to me, because I was thinking that maybe even if – because remember when they showed the little girls, they had the baby in the carrier. So it was kind of odd. And then, you know, they had – the little other girl gave the speech how we protect our own and everything like that. So I was kind of shocked that the baby was dead. You know what I'm saying? I was thinking that maybe – you know, maybe that's, you know, I don't know. That's one of those things I can't wait till next season.
I'm hoping
that
the baby's not dead. Yeah, I'm hoping the baby's not dead, that the little girls have her somewhere else. They just took her out of the carrier, whatever. But I was so glad that Michonne, she got him. You know, she got the governor. But I was reading when she just stabbed him and was walking away. I wanted that bitch to chop his head off. But I was still glad that he got it in the end. But that was an amazing episode. And now it seems like it's going to be all over the place. Like, everybody's just so scattered. You know, everybody had to go in many different areas.
Because they've been
all over.
Because there's no more prison. The prison is gone. So there's no more safety there. So where do you go after that?
Mm-hmm. But back to American Horror Story. Yeah, back to that, child. That was something else. That was something else. What else happened on there that was good?
I wonder if they're going to be able to sew Delphine's head back to her body.
I'm thinking they will. If they was able to, I think they all led us up to this, you know, seeing that somebody can be sewn back together, seeing that somebody can heal, seeing that people can come back from the dead, seeing that there's some type of swamp mud that can heal the body. Because as you see with the boy, all those cuts and bruises that he had have pretty much healed up. Even with Madison's neck being slit, now it just looks like, you know, a small little cut and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. So I'm sure that they'll be able to put her head back and, you know, everything. But I was laughing at her when she was eating that cheeseburger, bitch. And she was just, put me back in a grave, honey. And she was just put me back in a box. You know, she just was reading. I mean,
very
the shade on that show, the shade on that show is so much. It's just so, it's such a key.
Well, you know, in the future, Jason's still on here?
I'm right here. I'm trying to find the guy's name I was just telling you about, the one that's supposed to be coming on there as Pop or something. But I just found something else where next season, I don't know if they're going to pick up from the covering, but next season, Reese Witherspoon, the man from that played in the four, the one that played that rock creature from
Fantastic Four.
Uh-huh. Him and Michelle Pfeiffer are joining the cast of American Horror Story.
Mm. Oh, wow. That's going to be cool.
I heard that Angela Bassett and Kathy Bates was coming back, too.
Right, and they asked Angela Bassett and Kathy Bates to come back also.
What?
Well, did you see on it where they asked Shadrach, Meshach, and a Billy Goat to come back too?
The American Horror Story shake was really good this year.
I'm mad that nobody in that house has asked where the fuck Queenie is.
They all know.
They all know. Yeah, they brought it up. They said when they had this little meeting, Cordelia has said it's real sad that we lost her. But we need to stick together and stuff like that.
Yeah, Cordelia has said that Queenie was dead to her now. And she said she'll make
yeah,
sure that
she
no more
tracks
on her finger. I wonder
exactly.
what type of power she's going to give Queenie, though, other than what she has right now. That's
a always be a voodoo doll.
They really shaded her a lot in this. I did not like how she portrayed herself in this series at all. I didn't like it at all. Like her, from everything from her being so promiscuous to her being, you know, I know you're already a big girl, but do you have to play fat on the show too? Like, I mean, like,
what you mean? Okay, well, she was in there playing with her coochie. Wasn't that the second episode or third episode or something like that?
Yeah. They was at that burger place and she talking about, do you want a king size? And they was like, yes, let's do it. Like,
oof. But then when she said, didn't I make ham something for you and peach something? I learned to make that just for you. I was like, bitch, you had to feed her. That's the only way she was going to be your friend.
And then, like, what pissed me off the most is that Queenie was sitting there like, yeah, you're right. You did make apple stuff and cobbler for me. Maybe I should let you go. Like, that's what I mean, it pissed me. I was like, yo.
No, I mean, to me, as far as Gabby playing her character, she's playing her role, and that's the type of, that's how they wrote her.
They gave her that role. It was, I mean, they really played off the fact that she was fat. Why did she have to be the horny one that wanted to fuck the Minotaur?
I'm
you
not
feel some kind of way about her fucking that Minotaur,
you,
huh?
You
yeah.
Already,
okay.
You already fat, and now you want to fuck animals?
Yeah.
Well, she didn't think nobody was going to ever love her.
Okay, that's the whole process of the whole behind the whole situation.
But why they even
well,
make
yeah,
her
I mean, that's,
like
you
that?
Gotta, I understand what you're saying, Calvin, when it comes to that, but you just got to kind of look at the concept alone of it. And I understand when it comes to it, you know, you're looking at, you know, like with Queenie and Kathy Bates, you know, like that's a big girlfriend, you know, like they're like, not friends, but, you know, maybe that's where they were going with it, like, you know, two big girls that can sit down and eat and nobody's going to laugh at them or judge them. You know, like other small people will be like, girl, you're going to eat a big cheeseburger, you're going to eat all that. You know what I'm saying? But you got two big girls that will eat all that and not be judged. So, you know, that might be where it's going at, you know, because that's how it is. You know, the big girls will eat together, eat crazy, but, you know, when the big girls are around the small girls, you know, they kind of limit themselves because they don't want to be looked at a little odd. And so that might be where it's going with it. So I wouldn't, you know.
Well, you know,
look at
I also got, I got out of her playing, messing with that Minotaur, like bestiality. To me,
right.
That kind of, like, gave me
mm-hmm.
very bad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Do any of y'all got the new Xbox One?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just put something up in the room, and it teaches you how to where you can play your old Xbox games on the new one.
Oh, they I already know how to do it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just
all you do is
so that's, I'm not worried about no Xbox.
It's better than PS4. It's way better.
We're not going to turn this into a battle between Xbox and PS4.
Okay, because I just watched that on South Park last night.
Right, that episode was funny.
Oh,
okay, well, what
boy.
About, we ain't even talking about it. Are y'all ready for Scandal tomorrow? Like, I'm so ready to ask Jasmine, can we have a show tomorrow night just so we can talk about Scandal?
Chappies. What do y'all think about Scandal tomorrow, honey?
I'm ready. I'm
still
ready.
Gagging that mama was chewing on her own wrist. I still ain't got over that yet.
Oh, yeah. She was chewing on her wrist. Get out of there.
Like, I mean, when American Horror Story went off a couple weeks ago, I wasn't like, oh, man, I can't wait to come back home. But when Scandal went off, like, I was damn near chewing my wrist. Like, oh, shit, what's going to happen? Like, I want to know because Huck and what's it called? Quinn, whatever her name is. Huck and Quinn were on The View the other day, and they were talking about, you know, what was going to happen and stuff. I can't wait. Like, I hope it's some kind of freaky love scene. Like, it turns into, first it's something bad, then it turns into, like, a love scene. Because you can tell there's some animosity-type sexual tension between them. I can't wait.
Well,
no, I don't see them having sex.
Well, I want to know how was Jasmine's Thanksgiving since it's Wednesday now.
My Thanksgiving was good, Melissa.
Oh, you said Melissa.
Melissa was there. That's what she was saying.
Melissa.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm here.
Are you sleeping?
Layman's asking how our Thanksgiving was. How was our Thanksgiving?
Oh, my God, it was over. When I say it was over. The food was over. Everything was over. The way she presented everything, I just had such a beautiful time.
You know who came over, y'all? Tom Blumenthal came over for dinner. He came over and had spent Thanksgiving with us.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he works here. He stopped by and, you know, spent time with us and stuff like that. We had actually a good time.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to sound ignorant, so maybe I should Google who Tom Blumenthal is. It's not shade at all. I swear to you, I just don't know who he is, and I don't want to be like, who is he? And everybody's like, child, really? You don't know who he is?
It's okay, Putin, because you ain't the only one.
He's the originator of the ballroom DVD, Serve the Kids. He was the one who started the original radio show and introduced us to Blog Talk Radio.
He's been on this radio show before.
Okay, I found it. I don't know if you want me to tell you all
who he's going to be playing, or if you all just want to wait and be surprised.
Tell me right now.
He is cast to play Satan.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they say let us be surprised?
Season now that we in? The season that we in now?
What you say?
The season that we in now?
The season that we're in now, yes.
When is this season over?
We should be coming close to the end pretty soon. Cause
well, if they're still filming episodes, no.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think we're gonna be. I don't think we're gonna be over anytime soon, honey. We may go through, you know.
Jasmine, did you get? See, that's what I'm saying. You know what? I knew somebody was gonna play the devil on this series. If you get into how it comes on, y'all get into how the show come on.
Mm-hmm.
Have y'all ever get into how the show come on? Have y'all ever seen that two thing with the two horns? I'm trying to tell you, y'all get into how it come on, man. Come on, I'm letting you know the beginning of how it come on scared the fuck out of me.
It is quite creepy.
Yeah,
that
I kind of forward to it.
Yeah.
I get
that's
my life
very
from that,
creepy.
That I get my life from that beginning, and I get my life from the beginning of True Blood.
Yes, I live for True. I know that song by heart. I love that. I can't wait.
Was this season True Blood the last season or the next season the last
this
season?
Season seven, the one that comes on this summer.
The last one.
I can't wait till we start. Oh, are we? Okay, never mind. I'll ask.
I can't wait to the awards to see which series wins overall.
That's gonna be hard. Not really, because I think it's either going to Scandal is, I heard they're not even making much money to be making Scandal this season. Like, because people didn't think it was going to be as popular as it was.
Oh, okay, I'm not going to tell y'all no more. Yes, okay, oh, it's going to be hot.
Hey, ask some more. What website?
No,
because
Jasmine wants to be surprised. So I'm
come
not
on, come on,
no
man,
more.
Give me some water. Come
wait,
on, man.
Can I inbox
child,
you
honey,
out?
Why don't you go privately and do all that?
All
honey?
I'm going to say this is it's right on Google. You can Google it and find out. That's all you got to do.
Well, Google, what's going to happen to the American Horror Story?
Google, his real name is Lance Riddick. Riddick. So all you got to do
Lance
is Google
Riddick?
Lance Riddick and American Horror Story, and you'll get everything you need to know.
So what is it saying, Jason? Tell us.
Marie Laveau is going to sell her soul to the devil. That's how she stays young.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Well,
wow.
She already did that. Well, go ahead.
So right now, basically, she sold her soul to the devil so that she could stay young, and now the devil is coming to town.
Oh.
And it's
okay.
About to be war.
So that's how she got to stay young.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not
going to see him until the final four episodes.
So let me ask you something. Okay. So to my understanding, as far as voodoo, so what I've learned about as far as, like, magic and everything and what religion says about, you know, magic, anything that's against religion is evil, and I found that to be a lie. Magic really, it depends on, the energy is really energy. The energy really depends on the person's intentions. You know, you can have, you know, two people that may practice voodoo or sorcery or whatever the case may be, but it depends on the person's intentions of what they want to use, how they want to wield it, and what they want to do with what they have is what makes it evil, what makes it bad, what makes it good, or whatever the case may be. So what I'm trying to understand is the stuff that Angela Bassett's character has been doing, she's a shady set. And to me, from what I have researched, that, you know, in order for you to gain certain powers, you know, you whether you pray to certain deities or gods or something like that or whatever, you got to give them something you've given up. To gain, you know, more power, more something, or whatever the case may be. So I'm trying to understand. You saying that she got to sell it. That's how she stayed young. So she hasn't already sold it? Is that what you're saying?
No, she sold it to him, and he's just coming to collect.
But maybe he's coming to collect. You know, that might be where it goes. Okay, that's enough. Don't spoil it. But that might, you know, but I can understand that because we see that happening all the time when it comes to a lot of this stuff. And maybe, you know, you make a deal, you know, a lot of people make deals with the devils or whatever, the devil, and, you know, it's 10 years, and you know, after 10 years, you got to, you know, they come and collect their soul. And maybe she has to do so many offerings. Maybe, you know, the deal is, you know, she needs to turn in a witch every, you know, season or something like that. Who knows what it is? And maybe
that's
she's not turning
in
enough.
She has to kill all the witches in that house.
Yeah, maybe, you know, that's what it's been this whole time. That's why the witch population has been downsized, because, you know, they had to turn them over. Who knows? I guess we'll see. It'll be interesting. It'll definitely be interesting.
I just seen something. I know this is totally off topic and it's kind of fat, but I just seen on TV the whole Burger King got like a Big Mac sandwich, like McDonald's. Have y'all seen that or heard of that?
Uh-uh.
I just seen it on TV. It looked just like the Big Mac, and they're like, we know we look like our competitor, but we're not. Like,
I don't eat at those poisonous places.
Yeah, I don't eat at McDonald's. I don't do McDonald's or Burger King at all.
I know Burger King got a McRib now.
That's not real.
Of course it's not. Well, none of it's real, but...
Don't Burger King got a steak and cheese also?
In these last little few minutes that we got, so what do y'all think about, being that you said, and I said it, but I'm asking y'all the question, being that you know that it's not real and you know it's bad, you know, just like, you know, Kool-Aid and other little things that's not good for you, you know, has all those chemical stuff in it, but we still eat it. What does that say about us?
It says a lot about us. It's the same reason why we smoke cigarettes, the same reason why we drink alcohol, the same reason why we smoke marijuana, do cocaine, do tina.
Well, I wouldn't argue about the marijuana because that's a plant that's actually grown. That's nothing chemical.
Not after these new people do what they do to it. Like, no shade, not saying that I don't smoke or whatnot.
That's a plant that's actually grown, Naima, but tobacco is grown too. And coffee is grown and everything. But it's what they do to it to get
right.
It get to us. You know
right.
What I'm saying? And that's where the problem is. A lot
okay,
of this stuff
grown
is grown. A lot of this stuff is, exactly. You know, a lot of this stuff comes from, you know, plants. A lot of this stuff comes from nature, but it goes through so much that when it does get to us, that's where the problems lie. It's not the actual plant itself. It's the chemicals. It's THC. It's all that other stuff that's inside of it. But we try to adapt and say, oh, well, it's all natural. It's coming from a plant. No, what you smoking ain't nothing all natural.
They had it on Dr. Oz today, and they were talking about certain side effects and everything. They had, a doctor on there who was for it and a doctor who was against it. And they gave their reasons. And, you know, some of their reasons were okay. They're saying that there's actually more of a withdrawal now for constant marijuana users. There is an addiction to it, just not more of an addiction like to a stronger drug. But I think that all has to do with weak-minded and, you know, weak-willed individuals.
I agree with that because when I smoked, I was able to smoke and put it down. Smoke and put it down.
Yeah, I wouldn't,
you know, I felt that it would get to me. I felt that it would, you know, affect me, you know, like I would kind of toss and turn and stuff. But that's when I realized, like, okay, child, I'm doing something that is addicting and I don't like it. And that's when I was able to stop. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't like nothing controlling me. So, you know, that's just where that comes from. So we just got to be careful, you know, like, It's just we just got to be careful with anything we put in our body.
I think the only drug I'm addicted to is nicotine and caffeine. Like, those are the two that I'm trying to break because they've known to been caused depression and lung cancer and everything like that. Those are the two that I'm working on right now. Because coffee, God, Lord, I don't know what I would do.
Well, let me ask you something. Being that you brought that up then, okay, with that you said that you're addicted to caffeine and nicotine, what do you think about the powers that be making something like that that's engineered to get you addicted, to kill you, to turn your lifespan.
I agree with you actually on this one point because, you know, I believe that the government is pretty much out to get us. There's no shade in that. You know, I believe that, you know, I'm one of the people that believe that crack cocaine was introduced by the government. I was one of the people that believe that things like I believe in natural medicines more than holistic ones because, you know, you go to the doctor, they give you medicine, but that medicine is actually meant to keep you down, keep you sicker for longer. So you have to continue going back to them.
We're still talking about coffee and nicotine, correct?
Yes, we're talking about
okay. So if we're talking about coffee and nicotine, both of those things were around way longer than a lot of people were discovering some of the addictive habits and things that were about them. By that time, from that point till now, it has saturated. It's everywhere. So those are things,
right, but it's more so promoted nowadays.
But see,
it's
it was as addictive as it is now. For the simple fact is, technology and those powers that be, they engineer food, they engineer fast food to keep you coming back. You know how you go to, let's say 7-Eleven, and every time you go into 7-Eleven, you always want to go get a big bite.
I don't
want to
be rude, Naima, I don't want to be rude. I really don't want to be rude, but the show's about to cut off. So I want to give everybody a chance to say goodnight. I really don't want to be rude, but we only got 5 minutes, and, you know, she cuts off, like, in the next, you know, few minutes. So I do understand where y'all going with this, and maybe we can talk about this next week. We can kind of bring it up or something like that. Let's see where the week goes. But I just want to give everybody the opportunity to say good night and stuff like that before we get deep into that. But y'all need to cut it out and say everything is engineered, honey. Everything ain't engineered, bitch.
My child. Anyway,
everything engineered, you still have the power to turn off the engine.
You sure
do.
That is
true.
We all do, but we still like to ride on the caboose, though.
We sure do, though. You're 100% right. But everybody stay there, good nights, because we're losing people. Melissa's gone. J-Rock's gone. So let's just start at the bottom. Bishop, say good night.
Night.
Prada.
Good night.
Thank you, Prada. Naima.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Naima. Justin.
Good night, everybody, and thank you for having me, Jasmine.
Thank you, and make sure you tune in next week. Calvin.
Good night, everybody, and I'll talk to you guys next week. And Jasmine, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Calvin. Michi, where was you at? Michi?
Turning a date.
Michi, say good night, Michi. She probably fell asleep. Okay, Jason.
Good night, and have a safe week. Enjoy your weekend. Do something fun.
Thank you, Jason. Everybody, thank you for tuning in to the State of Emergency Show tonight. I really appreciate everyone that listened and stuck around. We'll be back on Monday for the weekend recap. I don't know what ball's happening this weekend, but I heard it's a ball every weekend. We'll be back on Tuesday for Trash Talk Tuesdays, and we will be back next Wednesday for the State of Emergency Show with a whole different topic and a recap of American Horror Story and any other shows and movies and stuff that are out there. Everybody, be safe. Enjoy the month of December. Enjoy the holiday. Keep your holiday spirit. Be safe, and have a good one. Bye-bye.